Okay.
Okay, now.
Okay. A very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So tonight is our day 8. Actually, technically, officially, we end today. Tomorrow is just the last morning breakfast. Then we have one session of half an hour of awareness-based meditation before we leave this place. So tonight we're supposed to develop the fellowship. So you look at the program, page 5, closing ceremony, part 1. Most of it we have done, except formal introduction and personal sharing, count feedback by all retreat participants, including suggestion, if any, for them on how to improve the future retreat program. Okay. So, who wants to start? We just beg Lim to start. Pass the mic to him. You just introduce yourself, then you share whatever you want to share.
Good evening, Brother Teo and Mrs. Yeah. Teo, and dearest Kaya Mita.
Yeah.
I'm Bing Lim. I stay in Kupong.
Yeah.
Well, I've been a Buddhist at a very young age, so-called by name. I do not attach to any Buddhist center in particular, but I do go to wherever they are Dharma sharing. I take this opportunity firstly to express my gratitude to actually the Triple Gems.
Sadhu.
And especially actually regarding the vows, when I saw I came here only, I know that this Brother Teo is going to help us to make vows. Actually, a few years ago, I have made one vow. That vow is that I make vow with the Triple Gems, particularly actually Kwan Sim Pusat, that please help me to be able to hear the true Dharma teaching. It was 3 years ago. And I did one time. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's I hear quite a few Dharma talks, but then you kind of sense it still missing, the essence of it missing. You know, so when I saw the
YouTube,
the YouTube regarding this title, what's the difference between consciousness and awareness? That really sort of hit my heart. So I went to search and got a contact. That's how I
end
up here.
Oh, no wonder.
Firstly, I appreciate Triple Gems. And,
you should thank Triple Gems, thank Kuan Yin's nature.
For fulfilling this wish. You know, this vow. And I also take this opportunity to express my greatest gratitude to Brother Teo. Because
You have your good affinity to this man.
You can sense it's full of compassion, really selflessness, you know, in propagating this, which is the true Dharma. Very grateful, extremely grateful. And lastly, I would say that is that given this sort of blessing, I have to do my part in repaying this gratitude by walking the path sincerely, that is faithfully, sincerely, and determination.
Very good. Thank you.
Sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Next one, Adeline. Casey, Casey. Casey. Casey, very wise. Less people, better now. don't wait till all come in. No problem, nah.
Oh, then they don't listen much more, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, my name is Casey Koh. I came with my wife, Tracy Neo.
Yeah.
And we live in Subang Jaya.
Yeah.
And we used to go to HGBA.
Yeah.
Where we met
Suyan.
Yeah. Okay, talk about Buddhism. Actually, I started very early.
Oh.
School days, secondary.
Oh,
school.
Wow.
And then I think we take refuge with one of the Thai monks.
Yeah, yeah.
And he gave us a Buddhist name.
Oh.
One of the 28 Buddha name. Vipassi.
Oh, Vipassi, yeah, he's a Buddha. He's a Samasa Buddha, yeah, Vipassi.
Okay, and then when I start working, and I was given an opportunity, I was sent to US near LA.
Oh, okay.
Training, and I brought my by the time my girlfriend.
Not yet wife.
Okay, so and I take that opportunity to go and visit the Gold Mountain.
Yeah.
And somehow the people are very helpful. My like colleague or counterpart in the US, they give me a map. How to go there.
Oh, that one is Xuan Hua's branch monastery.
Yes, first temple.
Yeah, la,
called Gold Mountain
near San Francisco. Yeah. Yes.
So people telling me is that you had to by heart the mantra.
The Mahayana.
If you don't by heart, your opportunity to meet Xuan Hua.
Correct.
So I by heart have no choice.
yeah. So your Surangama mantra, you very good.
Actually, I bought the book also. I bought volume 1 and 2.
Yeah.
But then a friend who went there, a few years later, and he got volume 3 and 4 and he gave me.
Oh, okay. That one is Surangama Sutra.
Yeah, Surangama Sutra, yes. What I meant is that I think it's a fake because they didn't make any arrangement to meet up with Xuan Hua. I think the map, actually, Gold Mountain is actually in the, I would say, the black
community.
One.
Correct.
So when you take the map, you go. we were thinking we are in the wrong place. No?
Correct.
Why are so many Negro around? Black people around?
Correct.
So you immediately take out the map and double check. And then say, hey, I'm right. Ba. And then I look up, the temple was right beside me already.
Meant to be,
And we asked, and it happened, Xuan Hua was there.
Sadhu.
Can we take refuge? Go and check with Xuan Hua.
So he gave you the Buddhist name, huh?
Yes, Buddhist. You start with Guo.
Yeah, la, yours is Guo.
My Chinese name is already Guo already.
Yeah, la, but the second also Guo.
My second name is already Guo. So he said Guo, I know. I thought about phonetic.
So same name
lah. Phonetic sound the same.
So you get the same name lah.
Almost the same phonetic. So become Guo Zhang, my name is Zhang.
Yeah.
So, same thing.
Guo Zhang.
Yeah. He just give you a small booklet on the red booklet.
Mine is Guo Kun.
Yeah. So he give you a small booklet. And you have to follow him, do a prayer first one. And he's also a very nice person. He even asked us, do you want to follow me to go to the city of 10,000 Buddha?
Yeah, Wat Pho Chon. That place very special.
1 hour plus drive.
Yeah.
So I said cannot because we have to fly back to LA.
No wonder.
I think weekends to come up to San Francisco. That's how I get. That is the past already.
Yeah.
Then after that, I don't really practice a lot in detail of Buddhism, so I only read bit and pieces. So my knowledge in Buddhism is bit and pieces. So I said I need someone to able to put all this together and also plus whatever missing part.
Yeah. Link the whole teaching.
So I think when I make that request in the author, that's how come to
the retreat.
My wife, we has a meditation retreat and all that.
Night
in his house.
Correct.
I just go and join.
But
I go there first.
Yeah.
So, because at the time I was every Thursday I also play golf. So when there's no golf, I join. And then I hear you speak, I say, different, no?
sana tu sana tu.
That is the faith, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I need someone to put all this together.
Yeah, to let you understand.
All pieces of
it. Yeah, yeah.
That's how now I find it out. I get all put all together.
Yeah, yeah. That one book. The Heart Sutta, yeah, enough
heart
already.
Oh. So I thank you, Sadhu.
We should rejoin. No, that's no. Why got affinity, Yu Yan Ren. They will come on. Actually, when Sui An call me, the first thing I ask them is, do you know them or not? Say, yeah, but they will be here. Thursday class, they attend. The moment he say that, I know got affinity. Ask them to come. So meant to be, rejoice, sadhu. Your wife also, clean slate, I tell you, she will move. Yeah, on your behalf, he already helped you introduce. When he came into contact with Buddhism, was very young. Then later on, when he come out to work, his company sent him to somewhere US. Then that time, your girlfriend, not wife yet. No, introduce yourself. Then you share whatever you want.
Oh, okay. You mean I start from how I come to know Buddhism. My family is not... not Buddhist, I neither Buddhist nor Christian, is it?
Yeah.
I think free thinker.
Free thinker,
free thinker. Mm-hmm. So my mother doesn't do any ritual or any,
okay.
You know, any bye-bye or whatnot, nothing. So I don't know about religion. So only when I met him, then only start to know a bit about religion, Buddhism. Mm. So I used to listen to him and a friend discussing about Buddhism. Then only I just listen a bit here and there like that. So I'm just following him.
Oh, good. That's a good sign. Because he provides the condition for you to come into contact with the Dhamma.
Yeah.
If you are not married to him, that yanfen is not there, understand?
Yeah. So and then like he said, we went to US. While we were at the
Gold Mountain,
there's one we were having a lunch. They asked us to eat the vegetarian lunch. There's one Taiwanese couple. Was sitting beside me. So they asked me, where are you from?
You know why or not? You know why or not?
I don't know.
Xuanhua knows. Understand or not? Like you all come, I don't know you all. Sometimes people whom I don't know, they come, they will give me the understanding or not that they are meant to be here or not. Then I will know it. Then I will teach them. I will instruct them. Then, like Beng Lim, Neil, he wants to come, I know. Let him come, be sincere. Understand or not? So quite a lot of new people. Good, sadhu.
So that time I was blah, you know. I come sure, you know, Gui Yi lah.
Why
so difficult to Gui Yi? To me, it's like he want to Gui Yi. Okay,
yeah.
I just follow. So I follow Gui Yi. Then after that, got a booklet. Oh, got a name.
The booklet is your photo.
No photo that time, just instant, you know, is that?
I was not got photo.
So it's just like that. And then I took a few books, Sanpu Ipai, that one. So that one I say, that one interesting. I look at it quite interesting. It's like a 小说 like that. So I took that Sangxia, I think got Sangxia like that.
So what year was it when the Kui Yi so? When you all take the refuge under Master Chen Hao, what year was it?
What year?
哇，沙都 ，You are earlier than me， 你是我的师兄师姐。I 86。We all 86. I whole family no need to fly to US. He come here. The whole family take refuge. A lot of things happened also. I was doing the recording. We were upstairs. Then for no reason, condition arrived. Then he came out. So everybody excited. Want to pay respect. Want to make offering. Then he saw the crowd like that. He tell them. He said, don't. Otherwise, I walk in, he said, I don't want to come out. So they all behave, understand? Then I told my wife, stay where you are, then make a ditan, yeah? Then have faith. You know what happened? After that, he walked. He's supposed to meet that person who's supposed to see him. He walked in front of me, then rejoice, then let me offer. After I offer, walk to my wife, offer again. See? Then after that, he walk out, then the rest want to come and offer. He said, wait, no. Then he met up with that guy. Then after that, he went in. That's a lot of things you can never understand. Because he can sense or no, he will know or no. He looked at you, he know. Whether you are the one that is greedy to offer, he know. We all just stay there, silent. Then make aspiration, then predict metta. Then he came. Then the ang pao already, we want to actually offer, but we don't know when and how. We cannot meet him. So what happened was later on, he tell the crowd, he say, after the thing over, you all can line up one long row of devotee. One by one, make offering, put in the box. He cannot be there to physically receive. But he say, same, whatever you offer, as long as your heart is sincere, you are offering to him. So that's what happened. Very good, Sadhu. Then what happened after that? After that?
After that, we get to Kui Yi already.
Yeah.
One of the disciples, I think, one of the, what? He said they are going back to a city of
10,000 Buddha.
They can follow him, go
yeah,
along.
Yeah.
Huh? I said, go there for what? Or we come to you go follow him. Yeah, you know, city of 10,000 Buddha is very far up there.
Yeah, 1 hour.
Yeah.
2 hours. Almost 2 hours lah.
So I came back and I told my friend. My friend said, "Why you so lucky? You get to the offer.
That's
to go,
why
you don't want to go
That's actually you already blessed, but you don't know. To you it's like so easy. Want to take refuge. Want to quit. But do you know, a lot of people request, they cannot do it, no. Yes, they cannot do it. Then the other thing is, like my teacher Ajayantra, there was one Malaysian, he's a Christian, no. He Kung Fu expert, no. Then he got into some form of encounter and entanglement, Then later on, he become very diligent. Then he learn all this kung fu. Then he become like the top two disciple. Then one day, the master called them. He said, "Tao Tai," he said, "listen, we think we very good. We are Christian." He said, "Do you know? You are now fairly good. But your teacher is you better than you, understand? But he say, even at my ability, my level, I got no, cannot compare to a monk, he say. He say, at first he don't believe, he young that time, he say, when I was like you, I also very good. So he heard about these two monks, very good one, Thailand, of course. So what happened, he want to challenge him. He went there, you know what the monk told him? He said, "No, nee." He said, no, I heard about you. You're very good, I want to challenge you. Then he discussed with the other monk. Okay, Ken, he said, "You sit here, we go to the next room. 5 minutes time, you come over. Then you can challenge her." You know what happened? he sat there. He looked at the watch. After 5 minutes, he want to move, also cannot move. And I said, he also don't know what happened. He said, how to fight them? Want to move, also cannot move. That's why after that, he like say, I surrender. And then they released. Then he went and paid respect. Then he want to find out, how come you can do that? The two monks say, I didn't do anything. They just sent something. Then it happened. Then after that, he remembered what happened. No? That's why he told the two disciples. No? So one of them is a Christian, no? Older than me. Then he want to see monk, Thai monk. He went to Thailand, he got a friend there, no? Architect. No? He searched all over that Thai monk, he cannot find. No? Yeah? The friend told him, the architect friend, his father is a very strong follower of that monk, my teacher, Ajahnara. That time he's so famous, oh, more famous than the king. Oh, when his plane land, the crowd, I tell you, the king also not so popular. So because of that, he said, I asked my father. My father said, now the most popular one is this one. He said, you know what happened? He fly everywhere to chase my teacher. No? Cannot get him. No? Every time go there, either cannot meet him or he already gone. So for 6 years, no? Then finally, the friend from Bangkok, architect, called him. No? He said, Mr. Koo, Mr. Koo, you're very lucky. Oh. My father said, that famous monk coming to KL. Then Christian go to Brickfield, you know, ask around, you know, when is this monk coming? You know? Then in Brickfield, very few people know the exact date. You know. Then they know I'm very close to Rev Minder. Rev Minder invite him over. So they say, you can call this brother Theo. We give him the phone number. You know. So he called me. You know. So we spoke for 2 hours. You know. Then I said, okay, I come. That day when he arrived, I tell you, I was the Kapiaha, no, ferry there, I buy the Toyota White East, like this. He asked me to drop the disciple there. Oh. Then he said, Theo, come, you follow me. He direct me to the other end of the Brickfield, no, not the entrance. Oh. Then he said, you stop the car. Then he come down, I think he communicate with the beings up there, you know. Then after that, he come back, he said, okay, now we go. I tell you, you won't believe. When he came over, it was a normal night, you know, very serene, very cooling. Then he came, he walked in, he paid respect to the chief reverend, the disciple, all the devotees were full. You know. Then after that, of course, I quite close to him, I came to know him early on. Then, after he paid respect to the main shrine, the Buddha, then he's supposed to go over to the other shrine, the first building where they built with the sleeping Buddha there. You know what happened when he came out? The moment he walked, his leg touched that building, the lightning went. Suddenly, heavy downpour. But not before he entered the shrine. The moment his leg entered the shrine, the thunder all very loud, but didn't rain. The moment his leg entered, that rain, everybody had to go into the building. Then he paid respect. After that, within minutes, he come out, the sky clear again. That's why this is our phenomenon. So this Christian, he was the one that went with me to Thailand. Then Acharyantra said, tonight you all stay at the Kuti next to his one. Actually, chief disciple's Kuti. This was a Christian. And he don't believe one until he met him. No. Wow, he full of faith. No. Then he learned how to meditate, you know, Anapanasati. Then he also very good, anyway, but he do energy field. That's why he very ngam with my second last teacher. So a lot of these things, you won't understand. But later on, after you train, you have the awareness nature, you understand. Then you know why like that. meant to be will be one. Very good, Tracy. Anything else? 还有吗？
没有。
没有了啊。
没有
了。啊哈，对，杀对杀。Okay, next. Ah, Adeline. Ah.
Good evening, Brother
Phil,
Mrs. Phil, and all kind of ministers. My name is Adeline. I attended my first ever retreat in 2017, Brother Phil's retreat. Before that, organized many, many retreats and talks, but never have chance to attend the meditation retreat. So since then, never stopped attending retreat. So I found this round the retreat is really different.
Yeah, very different.
Very different.
Your understanding also very different.
Yeah,
then your experience also very different.
Yeah. The Dharma is like gone through this book few times.
Correct.
So we thought we understand.
But when you listen and attend, it's different again. Understand?
Yes, it's like totally new. And
yeah, every time you read, the understanding different. Every time you read, understand. Same book, no?
Yes.
And I go through same, no? But every year, different, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Because as you progress, you can actually understand what I share, understand? Because you develop the awareness nature. Before that, very difficult, very difficult.
Yeah, really, really, I think previously was really knowledge-based.
Correct.
We understand it when Brother is, when we are
correct.
Reading the book.
Correct.
But after, I think, 3 months, 6 months down the road,
you go back to
totally
normal
forget.
Again.
So this round, when I usually I listen from my heart.
Yeah,
so I was closing my eyes, like every word, I see the Dharma
entering.
Inside
you, enter your nature.
Yeah, I think this round, I won't forget.
You won't forget already. This one, because the faith and the understanding, the joy, it go in on. Because Saddha, very important. When you have Saddha, then when you have joy, when you can understand, this one stabilize. Then it will activate. Then the time will come. On your own, after this, you go back. Life itself is your greatest teacher. You will learn the real Dharma while living life. Then you, whatever you contemplate, whatever you reflect, the teaching inside there, like stand out, stand out, stand out. And you know how to respond, you know how to act. That is the real Dharma. The knowledge beyond cannot on.
Yeah.
You go to memory and try to recall what did the Buddha say, what did Brother Teo say. Then you try to act like what I say, you know. That one, tak boleh pakai.
Yeah, the previously, the meditation, a lot of intention, without knowing that.
Correct.
Until this time, it's really, really different.
Sadhu. Let us rejoice. Very good.
So, even in the daily,
we
understand that how important is the daily.
Correct.
So once you see the mind, the eye and mind, thoughts arise, you know that it's suffering.
Correct.
So sadhu. Stay here.
Very good. That's why you bring it down and then no more up here. Yeah. Up here is hell and so on. This one is accumulated memory. All the rubbish inside there, psychological memory that is born of delusion and wrong thought. So all these create suffering, affliction, hell. So when you see all this, you wake up. Then heedful living against heedless living. So you automatically shift down. Then when you shift down, initially like there is a gap. There's a gap where you are not near your brain. But don't worry. Continue to listen from here. Continue to understand from here. Continue to do whatever you need to do from here. Even thinking, think from here. You can think from here on when your awareness is there. That thought is pure thought. Understand? No more the mundane mind, the images a lot. Where from awareness it arises. That one creative one, creativity one. So all this will happen.
That's why throughout the retreat, I feel the body is light, relaxed,
correct.
Calm.
Sadhu.
So no bodily pain like previous
correct.
Retreat.
Correct, not like previous retreat.
Sadhu. The inside is very harmonized.
Yeah.
The qi flowing is
very, very good. Sadhu.
So this is the different, I really feel This retreat is really
different. Yeah, sadhu, 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 sadhu. You should thank Jared. He came
thank
1 year.
Thank you, Brother Teo, for allowing us to come
yeah,
to this
no
retreat.
Problem. Also, 1 year earlier, before he called you, he came to a retreat. No?
Yes, yes, yes.
Then you know what he told me? He said, Brother Teo, I must get my wife here. Adeline. That time you go through operation.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
So, he very good. He make that expression. Then the next year you come. Oh, then after that the rest is history.
So this year I make him come.
Oh, this year you make him come.
Yes.
Oh, he busy attending seminar and everything.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Sadhu. So now you have him back.
Yes.
But you don't look at him like that. No. He actually read up on. No. He understands.
Yes.
No.
The MCO he read up on.
Yeah, he read up a lot. Yeah. Yeah. So let us rejoice.
Sadhu.
Okay, who is next? Lei Hong. Tao Zhao Beng Lim already share liao. So go Jie Bing ya, next one is Lu liao.
First of all, I'd like to thank Brother Teo for letting me join this retreat.
Sadhu, sadhu.
I also like to thank Tamasuri for creating the opportunity to come for this retreat.
Yeah.
That time we were in UK though.
Yeah.
So she called, are you interested in Brother Teo's retreat?
Wow,
I want to put your name. Because the place is limited. Right?
Yeah.
Actually, I like to come to your retreat because of the good company.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to know everybody.
And
I also like to listen to all the good sharing.
Good sharing, yes.
Then hopefully with this sharing, I also can share that time.
Definitely. Sadhu.
And able to connect also.
Wow! Sadhu. Very good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Due to Brother Teo compassion. With this basic knowledge.
Yeah.
Only very basic means.
Yeah.
I still can join. Lucky thing, Brother Teo didn't leave me behind and abandoned
don't
me.
Don't worry, when you have that condition, nobody will be left behind.
Okay.
So,
I'd like to pay respect to Brother
Teo. Sadhu. Rejoice. Sadhu. 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 You know what happened just now when she paid respect? The golden word of, I think, Kuan Yin mantra came out. The moment she came out, that thing came out. Then after that, no more. Then Adeline put out hand. Okay. Yeah, also can come. Sadhu. Rejoice. So may all your good and noble wish come true as soon as possible. Okay? Sadhu. Okay, who is next? Man Yuan.
I am Man Yuan, and I got to know Brother Teo in 2010, end of 2010, in Chempaka.
Yeah.
So, how I know Brother Teo also, there's a long story. I went to Chempaka a few times, I couldn't find him. People tell me, Brother Teo is teaching there. I can't remember the reason why I can't, so many years ago. But I think finally I went the third time, then I saw you. And the first time I saw you, we were in the lift together.
Yeah.
Remember.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And then we went up to the classroom.
The class.
And then on
the level 2 or 3, I forgot already.
So all these years, I think I attend the first class in 2010.
Yeah.
But actually when I started really coming every class, and I want to say to Brother Teo that I'm really grateful. Because you know, it's quite shocking to me also. Now I look at it, it's been more than 10 years.
And some of them might know, you transform so much, you know, you become so different. Last time, she a lot of negativity on office, brothers, then parents, everything. A lot of this type of, like Sui, that type of way. Then he came to the class, some of the questions in the Heart Sutta, she asked one, you know, the office problem and all that. Then I teach how to resolve it, then he resolved. Then after a few years, he's full of joy, until unknowingly, I can apply it. Now I can accept that. Then he starts to have love, he starts to have joy. Then no more negativity. Then he realized the colleague also treated her very well. Become different now. Then in between, the relative and all those things also same. Also turn around. That's why after that, she got faith and she become different. Then he keep on attending. Then nowadays, even the Kayamita, they will know now. Manyuan is so different now. By the way, she stayed in SS2 near my place. But she worked in? Bank Negara. Don't play a fool, Bank Negara. Last time, all the money changed under her. You want to renew license, you got to see her. So she is very good. But she is somebody who has the affinity. That's why all these are possible.
Okay, good. It is true. Last time, even from very young age, I have no confidence. Very jittery. No confidence. Scared. Very over the years after I attended Brother Teo's class. I mean, Brother Teo is like a pillar of strength, you know.
Then after that, when she understand, she can actually stand up and do all this, and everything turn around so beautifully. Then of course I come with the reward promotion and all those things. He treat us to the Bank Negara, the canteen there. The clubhouse. I got a raise. That time I think your boss also got a raise.
His raise is much higher.
Much higher. But no problem, as long as you also part of the people that has been recognized and you have that promotion. Very good, Sadhu.
Brother, I want to share this. For many years, after I attended Brother Teo's class, because for various reasons, I wasn't able to, practice diligently.
Correct.
But somehow, when the MCO started,
you become different.
Not immediately. I think it was somewhere in 2021. I had this thyroid.
I remember you told me.
That one was then. It really forced me to. Then I was thinking, why is it so big?
Correct.
So my mother say, Tai Geng Tao is you go pay. So I was thinking, I really got go pay.
Because you are not aware, you cannot understand.
I mean, I have no confidence. Go pay to me is you suppress, you put a lot of
understanding in your heart.
So then, if it's really go pay and you show it to me, then really maybe it is. I observe myself and I see, a lot of negativity.
Correct.
A lot of unhappiness.
Correct.
I could identify. And then during this retreat, even though during the class, Brother Teo have drawn this four circles. Now when you draw this, it ring more bells.
As you understand clearer. That's not only you, most of them. Because this is the way to actually let people understand. Otherwise, you go and find out yourself. You know how difficult. It's just like the car. If you haven't seen a car before, You are the one that's supposed to build the prototype. You understand? The first car. You know, the fellow who created it, how do we know that this one can learn how to drive one? Understand? Then finally, you can actually use it, speed, control, everything, of course, over years, improvement. But the guy that started with the prototype is the very unique guy, you know. Because of that, all the improvement becomes so easy. The prototype is already there. So if I don't share with you all my understanding, I tell you, you're beating around the bush to look for not only prototype, look for knowledge. Don't even know that the Dhamma has nothing to do with knowledge. And you get entangled with thought base and all that. So how long are you going to come out of it? That's why, because of causes and conditions, it's like the prototype I introduced to you. Then slowly, as you understand, then you make improvement. Now, you are unique. You are you. That's why the third one is up to you, up to the individual to devise whatever that suits you. This is what I mean. Understand not? So cultivation is like that. You need somebody. That's why you need teacher, you need guide. But make sure you get hold of the right one. Otherwise, the blind leading the blind, where you go?
Holland.
He himself also blind. You have faith and you follow the blind. So both also lost their way, understand? Yeah, he doesn't know the path. He doesn't know the understanding and the cultivation. So, Sadhu, very good.
Radhya, the 1, 2, 3, the after retreat, how we practice, the one you have said many times.
Yeah, many times, but last time didn't go in.
Even just that I don't do.
You don't do.
Not that I don't want to do.
Sadhu.
But Radhya, in 2021, when I had that, I actually started to do it very diligently.
Wow, Sadhu, no wonder you progress,
The Bodhisattva vow, I tell you.
Oh, that one transformed you.
I did twice a day.
Yeah, you did twice a day. See, I only advise you once a day. I never say at least. I give freedom. He did twice a day. No wonder the thing comes. You ask PG, also say.
I did for very long.
He do until no need to look at the yellow paper. So, those who have faith, and she also progressed. Oh, very good, Sadhu. This is good sharing. Give faith to Kayamita.
I think I did that for at least for 1 year.
See? I say 3 to 6 months. This one, 12 bulan. Tracy say patat already. Very good.
Yeah, I still do the chanting.
The chanting is very important.
Have to try. At least once I don't know, once or twice, I cannot remember. Same time as the Bodhisattva. Then I begin to observe myself. The last two circles.
Circle, very clear. Very clear.
Whenever I see something, then already, all the opinions come. So it still comes out, but then I stop myself from going to the next step.
Sadhu.
Sometimes very successful.
Yeah.
Sometimes not so successful.
Most of the time now, you are not like last time, deluded until entangled. But most of the time, last time you don't know this, you get there. But this time you know all this is like illusion to delude you and condition you into suffering, affliction. What you do is, you remember what I said, the world is the world, people are just, you start to apply that, the acceptance. Then you realize, you're no longer so negative like last time, just like what Sui know. Then Sui make a point to write all this down. So you say, you start to apply that. So actually, the throat thing is a blessing in disguise, correct or not? Otherwise, she won't move into it seriously, because this is life-threatening, understand or not? Sadhu. Good.
So the circle there, I sometimes, in the beginning, I cannot really do it well. So if I feel really angry about that thing, but at least I know. I keep quiet. I really.
Sadhu.
But after a few times, it faded away.
Yeah lah, because you see the what they call what no point in the sun. There is an English word, what is it?
Futile.
Futile, yes, futile. No point, it's futile to continue with that. Then naturally, like the Buddha said, you will not go and continue with that. Well, you got two choices in life, like I always say. React to it, get angry, miserable, that is one choice, which normal people do. Accept it, at peace, then with clarity of mind, inquire. What happened? Then understand. Then how can I resolve this amicably, following the Dhamma way? You sure come on. You do what you have to do. That's why after that he become beautiful, less reactive, less negativity. Then not only she happy, the parent also, the relationship, everything become beautiful. Then with the brother also. So all this is a natural consequence of the cultivation. When you develop the understanding, then you know how to act. This one is not a knowledge. It's not something that you commit to memory. Like he say, sometimes that thing affect her until she keep on like not willing to accept what happened. Then he realized finally futile, no point. Very good. Wow. Means her way is like that one, peculiar to her. That's why she has to go through all this to slowly, slowly, slowly understand. Whereas the true cultivator of the way, no, this so mafan one. The moment they hear, they understand, they awaken really. But don't worry, like that one better. Because you start from rank and file. Later on, when you transform, when you share, oh, you can share in detail. Oh, last time I also went through like that. Like the story I tell you, all the humor, all the thing. Because a lot of these, if you don't go through, you cannot share. So she know how she got entangled, and how when she understand, when she... He said, many years ago, he also saw the false girl, but didn't cultivate. Now, after 2021, when this thing happened, blessing in the air, I started to be serious, understand? Then the Dhamma came. Then the yellow card, on her own, twice a day, the Bodhisattva one. Then do for 1 year already. No wonder progress. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah.
I think I want to share also. I think the immediate past few months, I stopped doing that. I only pay respect. Do the vow or do.
Never mind, because you already have it deeply planted, Anasana.
But I don't feel that.
You don't feel because that nature is inside, not up the head here. The head don't feel one. Because this head is thought, Anasana. But when the condition comes, when it moves, then you will know. Then you suddenly, how come like that one, Brantio? Automatically, I understand. Means inside starts to move. Then later on, maybe not this life, future life. For no reason, the condition arrives, this bohi mind will be activated. Then you recall all the right view, all the aditan, because you actually did the vow and request to break all the karmic obstruction. Once your karmic obstruction is gone, you will progress very smoothly. No more obstruction. Then after that, you evoke power of body. No need to silent, understand? Like the Buddha, imina punyang kamina. By the power of this wholesomeness, punya, may it arise the causes and conditions for you to avoid the foolish and the heedless. Made out with the wise, so that Nibbana can be realized soon as well. Enough already. That is like that natural flow. It should go upstream, understand? Cannot go downstream already, because of what you did, understand? So don't worry, last 1 year you didn't do or what, forget about it, understand? But when the time comes, this one will move, and you will know what to do. Sadhu, good.
One more last sharing is just before I came, I was feeling not well lah.
Ah.
So there was some fear that I couldn't.
Yeah.
And the reason that I wasn't feeling well was I was in a car and actually my brother switched off the aircon. And he didn't want to switch it on again.
No wonder.
Wow, at that time so angry, you know, inside me. Then when I don't feel well, inside me I started blaming him.
If I cannot come here,
I'm gonna scold him. But like Brother Teo say, immediately after that, there was some kind of like cooling off.
Yeah.
And then he says, if you can't go, it's your karma, not because of your brother.
Oh, sadhu, based your nature, alert you, understand? Oh?
Well,
very good.
So, yeah, correct. I mean, I agree with that.
Yeah, definitely. Sadhu.
But I got to come.
Yeah.
And he was the one who drove me.
Yeah.
You know, early in the morning, when he's transitioning to work.
Correct.
I take you there, sister.
Wow,
he took me back into the bonnet and he drove me to the house. Very good.
Wow, sadhu. That's why when you have gratitude, it becomes different. When the understanding comes, whether you can go or cannot go, it's like what the Buddha said, you are born or karma, air or karma, condition, you are what you are. If there is coming outside here, she can't go. But because there is condition, she will be here. Understand? Oh, very good. Sadhu. Okay.
I just want to pay respect to you also.
Okay. Sadhu. Rejoice. Pass to English. You are the next in line. Don't worry. English, you will take the mic.
Sugihoto, Namo Buddhaya, Swatio, Mr. Steele and all Kalyamita, and those online, may all of us be progressed well on the Noble Eightfold Path. Since Swatio does not mention Imina Punya Kamena, Mame Bala Samagamo, Satang Samagamo Hotu, Yavani Bala Patiya. This is the sharing of marriage we do every night.
Closing but, puja.
But this phrase I learned not in SJP, not from SJPA chanting lah. I learned under late Brother Kenny Chan from Sekhyat N. I got an affinity with him and I attended his chanting workshop. And from there I have this phrase. I learned this phrase. And then, I think due to my passion in chanting, I used to end the chanting with this Imina Punya Kamena. So, I believe truly this efficacy of Punya that lead us to meet
correct.
A good teacher like Bharatio can lead us out of suffering.
Sadhu. Very good.
That's why I met Brother late Brother Kenny Chan first, then only get to meet Brother Teo.
So
I think I shared this before. So don't be confident in your making aspiration to meet. And then since you already meet up with a good teacher, then maybe for your next life or whatever, right? I want to share the second thing is, I will talk about last year.
Last year one was very special, yeah.
How to say? On the day we left. On the morning, I think I said, I'm a Sunday.
Correct.
Om Mani Padme. Om Mani Padme Hum. During that chanting, I cry like anything. I cry and cry, but I still insist to chant.
Sadhu. Inside cry, understand? Means there is already the affinity and the special understanding. That's why this one inside understand, but the head don't understand. In fact, a lot of Kaya Metta, they go through this experience for no reason, no. They just cry, but no sadness on.
No sadness?
Ah, no sadness on.
But I don't know why I cry lah.
No need to know.
I cannot stop also.
No need to know. You remember stop. Joyce, Thailand there, the monastery with the dog one? It was for no reason. I first time go there, no. Don't have any knowledge of Dhamma, no. He go and tell me, yeah. Brother Teo, I new kid on the block, no. I just enter a shack, came to my class once only, no. Then he said, can I join? I said, can, why not? Then he really registered, no, before asking the husband, no. Then after that, he go back, he quietly asked the husband, didn't tell the husband how many days, no. So the husband said, oh, you want to go to Thailand? Okay, well, go on, go on. Then later on, nearer the date, he tell the husband, about 9 days to 10 days. Wow, the husband, what? That's fair. And because ticket all bought already, ma. So the husband said, okay, go, go. Next time you better tell me how long you go. Then he fly there. You know what happened now? He reached that temple. He was a jewel, what they call lady, you know. That time, relatively, it's like taika chair. You know what is taika chair, you know? Huh? The police also scared of them, or no? Oh, they all are like gangster like, or no? Oh, taika chair, oh. Anything, he go in front, or no? Chuto. So what happened, oh? He, late night, understand, or? Night bird. And she shared during the first Thursday class again, Sri Anhao. You remember, somebody asked about all the body experience. No? Then suddenly, first time he attended, she excited, no, put up the hand. She said, Mateo, I also got one to share. Isn't it? And he shared one. No? He said, very often, I go out, how I come home also, I don't know. Well, you were drunk, that's all. At 3, 4 a.m. one, no? How she come home and how she landed on the bed, she also don't know. No? Then he said what happened is, when he landed on the bed, it's like Kwai Chak San, you know. No? Like there is a ghost that press against your body. No? You shout, no voice come out. No? Oh. Then he said like, there is a, actually it must be his astral mind. No? Like come out. No? Then he like dream and all those things. No? Then I said, wow. Not bad, meant to be. So because of that, she got excited, she asked permission to go. So when he reached there, the dog there, cried like anything. No? You ask Suyan, Suyan was there, and a lot of Kavita were there. Then you know what happened? Suyan want to collect donation, like as usual, so that we offer to the temple and all. It's a good monk, famous monk, we were told. And from the chanting of the disciple, we know they were good monk. So what happened? Suddenly, the crying, he just paused and said, I also want to donate. Then I look at her, how much? He named a figure that shocked me, don't know, 5,000 baht or what. Then I say, wow, what made you decide? He said, I don't know. That is the best answer. I don't know, we're inside now. Then later ask her, why you cry? She said, I don't know. But later on, she told me, it's like my parents were here, is it? Yeah, the parent passed away already. And the parent like hinted to her, you must donate, you must. Then after that, all this happened, then she become very strong Buddhist. He give up drinking, he give up smoking, he give up labor. The friend don't believe, no. Such a wild taika chair can become like that overnight. So, and the husband was so happy, that the wife turned around like 360 degrees.
180.
180, not 360. 360 go back to the same. Thank you. That's why I told Amy, no problem. When you don't know, inside, no. The head cannot know. Continue.
And after that, I follow the class from Zoom. Yeah. After that, recover from the whatever sickness, yeah. And after that, I know. I don't know why I cried. Because it opened up my heart.
Yeah, sadhu.
Opened up my heart, and then...
Sadhu. Very good, sadhu.
That's why I advise Sister Han.
Yeah.
In order to soften the heart, you must cry your heart.
Yeah.
Cry don't, your heart out.
Don't suppress inside there. Yeah. Don't go, yeah, no point on. Just let it out. But he's not bad. He was the only one that read the yellow card. When I came in 6 o'clock or what, then I saw her down there. Then I don't want to disturb her. I put my thing, then I go and on the light so that here is bright. So all this meant to be. The advice by Ng B, very important. You better learn how to cry. Yeah, cannot learn on. That Adeline, no, natural one, come out by itself. Oh, then like your sister said, the nature also can come out. Understand? So your sister is a good example. Ng B also has affinity to share all this with you. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
After that, I chant Guan Yin Fusa Zhou. I think it's Guan Yin Fusa Zhou.
Yeah, yeah.
Every night.
Wow, sadhu, sadhu. No wonder affinity so strong. This time come, he say, Om Femi Memi Hom, she lead. Understand?
No, I never said.
No, no, no. This retreat, you say, we chant Om Mani Padme Om. Understand? Then you...
Request to chant. Yes.
We all request you to chant. You take the lead. You remember? You start to Namo what? Da Si Da Bei.
Jiu Ku Jiu
Nan.
Guang Si Yin.
Guang Da. It's because the affinity there, the heart open, and all this become possible. Sadhu, very good.
This one is a Bai Yi Guan Yin Da Si. Because it urged me to find out what are the mantra connected with
sadhu.
Another one is Gao Wang Guan Yin Yan Ming Shi Ji Guan Yin Jing.
Sadhu. Yeah, because she got 84 manifestations which are very special. That's why the 84 names combined become a Da Bei Zhou. And that's a great compassionate mantra. It become a mantra. No need meaning on all the name linked together. That's why Quan Si Yin, I tell you that Bodhisattva's nature, my nature got very strong affinity Quan Yin Bodhisattva. That's why all those have condition. I realize most of the Kayamita Kamma, 80% all got affinity Quan Yin. So all these things, based on statistics, you will know already. Meant to be, will be. Then like Casey and the wife, because Xuanhua can take refuge. Then a lot of these things will actually create the causes and conditions and affinity. And when the time comes, they appear one. Understand? Then the aspiration he made, Casey made, he wants to understand. Hopefully somebody can teach and link. Then he attend, he realized this one is different. Like a lot of Kayamita, they realize this teaching is different. Even Akong also, Jiwei, this round, completely different. Yeah, they're living Dhamma, applicable to life. And so many cases and weakness, no example, no. Not salesmanship, I ask them to come out and talk and give you faith, no. This one, their own private life, you know, they're willing to share. Let us rejoice.
And then, like Manyena, I can't remember since when. I think before last year, camera retreat.
Yeah.
I already started the yellow card.
Oh, sadhu.
Two times a day.
Wow, sadhu.
Memorize everything.
Wow! Sadhu.
But modify a bit
Definitely, no problem. That's why I say up to the individual. Yeah, up to the individual. Then you can add, understand? Additional and whatever that, like Sui, the green thing she wrote, she add. She keep on adding until she understand.
After that, because it takes a long time, at least 45 minutes, I think, because sometimes these are in English, okay.
Correct.
So about 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I have other something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Taking precept and sharing.
Sadio.
Almost
yeah.
every day, 1 hour.
Wow.
I mean,
早课晚课.
So 2 times a day, so 1 hour, 1 hour.
Wow, sadio. But luckily you retire. Otherwise cannot. We are working difficult.
After that, I reduce to 1 hour only.
Yeah, good enough.
1 hour is asking for forgiveness.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I separate it.
Wow, sadio. Very good. Very good.
Until today, I still do it.
Sadhu, let us rejoin. See, people like that can progress on. You remember her reporting? Huh? Went in, then come out of it. Conscious, aware, actually. Then, don't know what it is, understand? Then went in again, come out, only hear a few words, understand? Then later on went in, then come out again, when this one come out, to the what they call normal consciousness. Wow, everything so clear. Understand? That's why that two circle at the end, she understand. When you come out of here, when you come out of here, you end up here. Understand? Understand? So the first time he come out, not fully out. Understand? That's why cannot hear anything. Like you know, but nothing register. Then later on, go in again, come out again. Also near, but not completely out. And because of that, some of the word pick up, the rest still don't know. But when he went in for the third time and showed to him, this is how creation happened. Then outside of that nature, very clear, can see everything. Means from here, he saw how this phenomenal world of consciousness through the senses it arise. Then this is how when you are able to meditate with the awareness, it will go in. Then from here it will slowly come out. Just now she didn't go down for dinner and then she was here the second time I met her. She was standing here looking at this. Then I know meant to be here. That's why I came in, sit down. Then we discussed. Then I explained to her.
Sadhu.
Very good. Meant to be.
Yeah. At beginning of this year, so 2023, I was facing and in the midst of life.
Yeah, yeah.
I was affected. Not say affected. I fully aware of the. Whatever negativity come to me.
Yes.
Whatever negativity through speech action.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the thoughts is from my own
correct.
Affect me. And then your radio's advice always come up.
Yeah.
Accept people for what they are.
Yeah, the yoniso manasika.
Yes. Oh. Accept people for what they are and then
the world is the world.
Yes, the world is the world. And then one more is
we choose. Accept everything as natural.
This one not yet. Accept people for what they are and then there's another maybe later when
only mighty nature rolling by.
No, not that one. And at the moment of the defilement come in, only accept people for what they are come out very strong.
Yeah, that is the yoniso manasikara, very strong one. Then immediately the mind doesn't stir already.
Yes, the thing is I always go back to the fourth way.
Trace the origination factor.
I become affected.
Correct. How through understanding retrospectively reverse it.
Yes.
So the understanding comes from my cultivation. That's why I give you the shortcut. Like not only prototype, I give you the new car, latest one. Where you can apply across the board one, understand? No matter what first noble two reality also are applicable. I mean this car, whether it's EV or petrol or what, it run on. No need to say, hey, EV car, no, we we'll look for charging station, no, tapay ah, nasa, diesel also you put in also run, nasa, because it's a universal latest technology, nasa, applicable to all. Very good, Sadhu.
This is in the midst of life,
la. Yeah, yeah.
So the third and fourth circle,
yeah.
I see it in the midst
very
of life.
Very clear.
On that 23rd October 2023,
231023. Wow,
that
Sadhu.
Night, that night or afternoon, I can't, afternoon.
Afternoon, yeah,
because I was
yeah.
very sleepy. Yeah. Then I managed to strike the for second circle.
Wow, Sadhu, Sadhu.
Pure awareness circle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sadhu. So now I have to diligent. To be more diligent, to strengthen and stabilize on this pure awareness,
yeah, pure awareness nature.
Cultivation to realize it so that I can strike the first
yeah,
circle.
Correct, correct.
Thank
let
you very much.
Oh, sadhu, sadhu. Pass to Han, Han waiting for your mic.
Actually, I have nothing much to share, but
don't worry.
How I met Brother Teo was after doing my Samatha,
yeah.
Actually, I'm happy for why I am already, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Then I actually made this aspiration, you know? May I meet wise, skillful spiritual teachers, you know?
to
help me, to guide me along the spiritual path.
Mm,
then, Brother Chris was talking about Heart Sutta.
Yeah, yeah.
Brother
yeah.
was teaching Heart Sutta.
So
I told him, you know, I was having dinner with him. Then he said, after class, you want to go to Heart Sutta or not? Initially, the first week, he asked me, he said, ending. I said, ending, no point going right there. Then the next week, following again, he was also having dinner with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I said, okay, just go in and have a positive, open mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, to my surprise, this set of teaching is so different from what I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Did, you know, every time Brother Teo mentioned about thought based,
yeah,
still I have a bit blur, no? Because regarding this set of teaching, it's entirely different from mine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you spoke about mindfulness, I understand what is mindfulness.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I think probably due to this aspiration,
I met you.
It's a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, yeah,
otherwise,
yeah.
my sister and you won't
here. Come on. Yeah.
Won't be here.
Actually, your affinity is not only your aspiration, because you're sincere, you want to help your sister. Your sister's nature is very unique, when I tell you. The only thing is the time has not come. So you will have to introduce her to attend. Then wait for the timing. That's why the first 2 years, condition not right. She mong cha cha one, come to retreat. She was as blur as Tracy. Everything also don't know. When she asked question, I remember, you go and check the recording. But you don't mind, is it? I really cha one, is it? I like new kid on the block, like that one, is it? Can you explain? Everything also, can you explain? But I don't blame her. Come here 8-9 days like you like that, the whole Heart Sutta finish. How to understand? Like you are all the word not familiar one. Understand?
Because each time when she did meditation, she shared with me. Then I find that she goes to so many teachers.
Yeah.
Then I think not so good also, because each teacher have their different
yeah.
set of teaching.
Yeah.
So actually it's her condition. Then when the minute I ask her to attend, she have an open mind and came.
Correct.
That's how she was connected.
Yeah. No, the first 2 years you ask her, blah. Still they will give until suddenly the condition arrive where the time is right already. The timing is right. He must move already. Then suddenly he make that decision to put in the urgency. That's why he keep on advising Kaimita. Marana no sati, marana. That's how it is. Then she just listen and follow instruction where the faith is there. Because I teach the whole Heart Sutta over 8 months instead of 8 days.
But she also clean slate. Clean slate.
Clean slate. Because she don't have all those confusion. He go to all the teacher, they teach him to do that thing. But they never teach him Dhamma. Understand? Understand? She go here, go there, all don't have the teaching. Understand? That's why she cleans it. If you got teaching, like your case on, do that jhana and all those things, then that teaching will become what they call hindrance. Understand? Then it's from your past. Then you cannot like
listen to something we completely new and completely like you cannot believe one another. We are like you say, what I teach is completely different from what you have been told. So that conditioning actually prevent you from trying.
I really have a conditioned mind.
Yeah, no, prevent you from trying. I say relax.
But now I'm trying. I'm trying.
Oh, definitely. You are now different. That's where you see your sister, you had your faith. You remember your sister used to tell me, just follow exactly what Brother Teo says. Don't go and add in your own what they call memory. Tell you one, understand? Because the conditioning prevent you from having an open mind to accept and to give it a try. Also, you dare not know. Because you are so comfortable in the comfort zone. You know what is comfort zone? Because you think you ultimately, at that time you come back from that time Sri Lanka or what? Yeah. You do that jhana, it really it appear like you already actually transformed, no?
Because the piti sukang very strong.
Yeah lah. Jhanic factor, that's everything one-pointedness, the thought cannot move. Understand? No thought. You are like enlightened.
Ekagata.
Ekagata, one-pointedness. That's so during that time, you sure how to go and accept and try all these things. But to you, you already did so well, not until your sister appear. After she go through the 8 months, full of joy, keep on doing, then everything that happened to her, match exactly what I share. Then he report the thing, then I rejoice, sadhu, and say, okay, from now onward, you will progress very fast. Then later on, when she report, how the gateway opened up, like a tunnel, and how his yin and yang energy all go in, that inside keep on transforming. Oh, I say, where got people so fast? This is high speed train.
High speed train.
Anyway, I want to thank Brother Teo, all the committee members, and all Kalimitas for making this retreat possible for me and my sister.
Pastor Pocheng. Together, yeah. The rest want to do it also can together, we save time, You better do if you have the intent, Pocheng, yes.
Amitabha, Brother Teo, Mr. Teo, and all Kayamitas. Brother Teo is like striking a lottery. It's even better than a lottery.
Correct.
Better than a fairy tale. So it's unexpected, Brother Teo. I just follow, Just follow instruction and do.
Be a clean slate, understand? Yeah. Not complicated, not sophisticated, understand? Yeah.
But Brother Teo, I have this nature that tells me I cannot do anything else. My sister always encouraged me to go to Sri Lanka.
But
I cannot go, Brother Teo.
Not your piece of cake, understand?
So I didn't go. But when she introduced me to Brother Teo, I said, I can go and try, So I went, that is how it happens. So I'm very simple-minded. So I sincerely have faith and just do according to Brother Teo. Since Brother Teo already done it,
and
it's proven to be working. I mean, how can I be wrong, So it's not like blind follow blind. So as my experiences matches with what the faith and the confidence
correct.
In Triple Jab
correct.
In Brother Teo is unshakable.
Correct. Then the unique quote Thursday class. Lagi impact. Understand? Full of joy, when they all listening the Thursday class. Pamasuri's house there. Alicia, Joyce, PG, William and sometimes Sui An and Nifong also come. So this in fact, Jing Yap and Lei Hong sometimes also come. So, if you have the understanding, you will rejoice like anything. But this quote is a very unique one. It's very penetrative one. No, it really awaken up your nature and let you understand the third circle. Understand? That unique quote is meant for you to penetrate the third circle. Hui Ning's hallmark, first, second, and finally, when the mundane mind collapses, the third hallmark also, you can be there. The mind must have no dwelling. It does not dwell anymore. You have the supramundane mind, the pure awareness shine forth. The awareness can only be aware, either specific or spacious awareness. No mundane mind anymore. Understand not? Okay? Continue. Yeah.
The other thing I must say about brothers still teaching is the Bodhisattva vows.
Ah.
It helped me tremendously to overcome my problem. When I face this coming test,
very severe.
Very severe, but I'm able to handle it.
That's
you know?
Right, no problem. So, you know what happened? Han talked to me, you know. He said, maybe better you call my sister. I said, no need, she will understand. You answer? Then after that, really, you develop the own understanding. I say, don't worry, she will know. After she go through that, she will understand that third and fourth circle, he understand very well. The essential Dhamma, the conditioned world Dhamma, then she realized the unconditioned. No? She should understand. No? Then the karmic law, the karmic nature, form and mind, no reality. That's why she won't be affected. No? Then she able to actually help her daughter out of it. Understand not? That one very traumatic. Because of the understanding. Otherwise, you think easy to handle, I tell you. That one is the most severe test.
So, but the nature show it to you how to overcome your problem.
Correct.
And it just unfold and it will kind of alert you that you must do certain things.
Correct.
Yeah, you don't have to like think, you know.
Yeah.
So it's very amazing in that sense. But the first most amazing one is when I get into
correct.
That is the super most amazing. The reason I say that is because Radio, when I did the Anapanasati, those who did the Anapanasati. It just continue session, everything finish, you know.
Sadhu.
So it was like, you can see everything, every part very clearly.
Yeah, that clarity.
Clarity, the magnification of it. Yeah, and then how the body relax into it, you know. So that's why I must tell everybody, Kayamitas, especially the new one, you must know how to relax. If you do not know how to relax, you cannot hit.
She straight away can understand what I meant by relaxation got many levels, many layers. You can go in very deep one, provided you understand. Relax is key, first support.
Then what I want to say is when we learn beginning in the meditation, right, the relaxation can take a long time, you know.
Correct.
So you cannot rush into it. I must get result, you know. I must do the thing, you know.
If the thought come in and say, I want to relax,
so you must just relax and relax. Just a meditation, I just relax.
Yeah.
So I was learning relaxation meditation for 3 months, you know. Just
Sadhu. No wonder. The first support.
Yeah.
Right. Become very subsoil already, understand?
So you relax, then. One thing you can hit the
Awareness nature already.
Correct.
So then later on, she start to report, Bhutio, exactly what you say.
Yes.
I want to be in that state, I'm in that state. Already. No need to wait one. You know. Relax, you are there already.
Correct.
Alicia also said, then went in. And I remember what she said, when the awareness nature come, when she had the daily mindfulness, she said, Bhutio, I go to the market, I buy fruits with awareness or no, so different, no. Understand?
Yes.
You know, like last time already, that pristine beauty and wonder, with so much joy, you know. That's why I say the awareness came, that is a joyous moment of her life.
Yes. Then when you go buy grocery shopping, right, you can detect the how you call that, the nature of the cashiers.
Yeah.
So when you are smiling to them, you can
The reaction.
They
happy. They have joy.
They fart to her and then she can like react to it. So you can see the reaction, the response.
Sadhu. Yeah, because that is what your vibration is. Then when you have that energy, that fine vibration, actually their nature detect one, but they don't know what
yes,
is it.
They don't know
you remember I told you last time, I tested my metta. I read it. Then that guy was actually thinking, walking towards me. Suddenly he stopped thinking. Then he looked at me. Then he smiled. Then I also smiled back. Then I know already, very effective. Then I said, maybe in front, easy. So this time, I try another one. Somebody walk in front, I at the back. You never believe. But I know that guy is thinking. Actually, it's a lady thinking, got problem inside there, very deep into it. Then I read it metta. Of course, I no need to use hand, but that time I had. Then I was having a lot of metta. The moment I read it, you know what happened? She suddenly stopped thinking. Then like she know that there is something at the back where she need to turn around. She turned. That 180, not 360. Then he looked at me, smiled straight away. Then I look back and I put my palm like there and I rejoice. She feel funny, How she do that? Why she don't know? Then the nature detect. That's all. So all this is possible. What she went through also, how she tried it. And that's all. You have metta, you have good mind state. Your awareness nature there. You read it. You are sensitive. You know one. They respond one. Understand not? So this is the real cultivation. Understand not? Not all the psychic or for one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So for your kind teaching and compassion and patience teaching all of us. Okay. Coming back to this Cameron retreat. Okay. Last year we had a short retreat. We came here and then hit by COVID. But fortunately,
online.
Yes, we have online.
Yeah.
But then, Brother Teo said, the benefits of, even though we only attend a few but the benefits continue.
Correct.
Yes.
So, and it's very beautiful. Even that few days, you all actually draw.
Yes.
Well, you all are ready, especially your case. And then some of the Kaimita. That one is very potent because that August are not supposed to have one. Father Sufu give us special one. Well, he said he want to try out. Then because we cannot COVID, he did not open to others. He let us try again this year. Then no COVID now. Maybe next year he will open up already. Yeah.
Despite it's a short one, but personally, I benefited a lot because I was able to overcome my daily life problem and all. Because I was hit by some comic. So I overcome it and successfully, and I felt that the miscellaneous vows that the brothers you put in. The fourth one.
Yeah.
Cultivation,
correct. For you to use in time of tribulation and all that. And be also struck by that.
So that one
will support you when you get into entanglement. Because you don't know what your past is, that it will keep you going on. Because that will actually like manifest. You make the additional vow, that's why you will go all out to cultivate blessings and wholesomeness and all those things. Then when you have virtue, your wisdom definitely there. Otherwise you cannot have that type of virtue. So all this will come handy in time of tribulation or whatever. Understand? Very good.
Sadhu. So coming to this particular this year's retreat, right, Radio? It's very amazing to me, on the first day, we have to come very early to...
Correct, my house, yeah.
So instead of 7 o'clock, we come at
6.40, I think.
6.20.
6.20, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. So we have breakfast with Brother Teo and
Sister Sui.
And then after that, because we have a lot of time, right, so I actually did an additional Bodhisattva vows,
In my house, in front of the altar, because he came early.
So I make that, and then after that, the trip on the bus and up to here, right?
Yeah,
so when I reach here, right, brother, can I say it to
can,
you?
Can, no problem.
So what happened was, as I entered this shrine hall, you know, the energy, the silence, the stillness,
yeah,
the energy was so strong, you know.
Yeah,
so strong,
sadhu.
Activated my heart, the heart
yeah.
Open, you know.
Sadhu.
It vibrate, you know. I just standing there, it just vibrate.
Correct.
The energy
yes.
was so strong.
Yeah.
Totally silent, no.
Yeah,
no
completely still.
Yeah, completely still, you know.
This
yeah. is the first time I ever experienced this.
Sadhu,
Sambu temple also. So after that, the nature just know lah, pay respect and then express my gratitude.
Sadhu,
towards
sadhu,
the temple gem, you know?
Sadhu.
Yeah. So after that, everything back to normal, the stillness.
Yeah.
But the energy was super.
Yeah,
super,
exceptional.
Yes,
exceptional.
Exceptional.
That morning, not by coincidence, no. We are today, out of the 8 day, is the first day I walk out morning, no. I want to find out who are there, and I said, then what is going on. So when I go, almost halfway, you came, no.
Yes.
The timing was that. Then he told me he wants to go in first, and I said, to light the oil lamp. Then happened again, no. Oh. The vibration, energy, all coming.
So this is the first time I experienced
Sambu
temple.
Yeah.
This is my fourth retreat in Sambu temple with Brother Teo. And this is the first time I ever experienced this kind of energy, you know.
Correct.
I never expect as well.
That's why I told your sister Han, you got your nature one. Your time, not yet, but you need all those conditions for you to come. Otherwise, you can't come on. I already told you all, to have the affinity to meet up with me, don't say learn under me. You have past causes and conditions. So it's not easy for people to meet up with my nature and can listen to the sharing. You have your past. You all are, in Cantonese, so don't believe and lose faith. You are actually unique. I already told you. You can be born during sasana as a human being. You can actually come into contact with the true Dhamma. Then you can develop all this understanding and with the Bodhisattva vow. Actually, that one can transform you life after life. Once this one you get it right, all your future coming taken care of. That's it. And it's not a joke. So many receive. Understand? Even Queenie not supposed to come on. He said, don't know where he go and ordain or what. Yeah, but last minute he came. At first he tell me, I bet you at your retreat clash, I got appointment. He became a temporary nun. Queenie?
So, camera retreat for the first time in my life. I experienced such an amazing
energy.
Sadhu. Energy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I heard very few talk about energy, temple, but do not know what is this energy, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you are able to experience it and you are able to see the vibration,
sadhu, yeah.
It's not just not one shrine, but
correct.
Shrine, you know, but
correct.
Like, well, how can you strike? Lightning never strike two times.
Yeah.
So this one has
quite
2 times,
you know. Yeah! Sadhu. Rejoice, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, brother, for all your guidance.
No problem.
And, compassion, patience, this nature plus all kayamitas, you know. In this life and maybe also in future life.
Can. Sadhu. Okay, Queenie. You don't want to share? Up to you, no problem. If you don't want, we pass on to Ching Yap.
Good evening,
All
Kalaimitas, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, all my
good friends,
sincere brothers and sisters in the Dharma. I'm so happy to be here today.
Oh, sadhu. For the last 8 days, not only today.
Yeah, today especially happy. Yeah, because
yeah.
Because of all the sharing, all the
Yeah.
What to say? I actually lately I have been doing a lot of meditation every day, morning and night. The first thing I do when I get up, I do meditation. And before that, I will invite the Deva first. Then I find it very good for me for the meditation.
Yeah. You often come to my house and do the chanting, which is very good. He said she got a lot of joy and she wants to do it.
So I find doing the meditation is really good.
Yeah.
Because I can sustain for 1 hour and a quarter at
least. Wow, Sadhu, you know how old is she? 75 or 76?
75.
Ah, 75. Ah, plus. Ah. Ah. We are Kaiwan. Jing Yap younger also, he said cannot bow 300 times. This one, whole day one. Oh. Yeah, very good.
But Brother Teo, I'm so glad that I have the affinity to meet up with you, Mrs. Teo, and all the Kalayan stuff. Because I learn a lot from your Dharma sharing.
Yes.
Yeah, and so now, I don't know, now I don't think of anything at all.
Ah, no need.
I don't have any.
Correct. Worry. Don't try to know. Don't try
no
to do.
Stress.
Ah.
I just live my life happily. Yeah. And I just do what
then
I have to do.
Remember, relax.
Yeah. Always very relaxing.
No, relax and enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy with what they go through. Stillness, tranquility.
Okay.
Stabilize the awareness nature. Then
that's
you will
I'm
progress further.
I'm trying to put more attention into my cultivation.
Yeah, awareness based.
Yeah.
Remember.
Yes,
don't
yes.
go and do all the
No, I never ever think of all those things.
Okay.
I always keep my mind to what you teach.
Sadhu. Very good.
So I just wish that I will progress quite steadily.
Yeah.
So that I will have all the conditions.
Yeah.
To realize all my aspirations.
Sadhu. Yeah, good. No wonder you ordained recently, short term. You see the hair just grow back on it.
But I like the ordination.
Definitely, you got so much joy.
Because I want to go back there every month.
Yeah, your daughter sent me your photo in the row. I rejoice.
Because the place is very conducive. And all the people there are very nice. So I really enjoy myself there.
Sadhu. Very good. Thank you. You pass the Jing Yap.
Hello.
Yes.
So I have to call Brother Teo Cancun.
Yeah. My hometown. Good friend. Same year.
Brother Teo Cancun, thanks for inviting me to join your
retreat.
Dharma talking at Sri Anand's house.
The early days.
My wife persuade me to come in.
All
the time I'm sleeping at the back.
You're very tired.
So after retire, and then the 2018, I heard you read, you say you bow 10,000.
Sadhu.
Then I tried to do it. At first, I very, very ambitious. One day to be 300 bows.
Sadhu.
Unfortunately, after 2 weeks, I can't do it. I
have to slow down. Yeah, the endurance is not easy.
It's not easy. So I have to take the 60 all day and finish it 10,000 bows. Once you've done it, you slowly, you will get what you want.
Yeah, sadhu.
But unfortunately, I don't read the Dharma.
No wonder.
I'm still, that times, all the bearing numbers there, all that.
Correct.
From this retreat on, I try to read it.
Yeah.
And then to learn the terms.
Yeah.
At least now I can sit quite some time.
Sadhu. Very good.
And then I can feel it.
Sadhu.
So, Janta, you say about 10,000 pounds, you can do it.
Janta, no problem.
It's going to be 45 days or 60 days. No problem for you. Sadhu, thanks.
Sadhu.
Brother Teo, to start with, I must have a good bow to you first.
Sadhu. No need to go down all the way, yeah? Sadhu.
Because Brother Teo is not only my journey guardian.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, he's my Dharma best teacher.
Yeah.
And then he is my guiding angel for my whole family.
Yeah, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay.
So not only my wife, me, and Christy. My Christy, already in the Dharma family.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully, another two are coming soon.
Wow, sadhu, sadhu.
With my wife effort, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So I must bow to you again, right?
Wow, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
So, share a little bit of experience. So many years I come to this retreat. The moment I come in, I fall sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Very funny, right?
Yeah, early on.
It's just like the rejuvenation of my body.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
So I've been having purging here many, many years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I even urine blood come out,
oh,
with a lot of stone come out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This year my leg is, wow, all the water,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's kind of very good energy to rejuvenate my body.
Yes, yes, time. Yes.
Because I feel like walking, excuse me, Brother Teo,
no
sometimes
problem.
I just walk out. Right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I need to walk.
No
right?
Problem.
Okay, right. So I kind of, something calling me, just go and walk.
Yeah, right. Then you should go.
Yeah.
That's why I always say, you are free, yeah. Informal. Don't worry about rules.
Yeah.
No rules. Yeah.
But this round, I told my wife before I come out, I want to get into Dhyana.
Wow.
But I came here, I changed my mind, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, because this round I meant it, right? I meant it, right? Okay.
Mm,
so, as I told you, I did not waste time in my COVID 3 years.
Correct.
Right? I went to a very, some other very profound Dhamma, right? Okay. So, always somehow lah, right? Brother Teo also know I'm a doer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I listen, then I just go and experiment it, cultivate it, contemplate it. If it's right, go.
Yeah.
Right. Don't ask too.
Correct.
Right.
Sadhu.
Right. So this round, as Brother Teo know, I can go into the gateway no problem. Right. Okay.
Yes.
But it was like a 1-inch pipe.
Oh.
It was
okay.
Like a 1-inch pipe. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
This round, maybe Brother Teo observed me, I sit at the back, I just close my eye.
Yeah.
It's just like a hydrant.
Wow, sadhu.
Right.
Oh.
It's kind of very, I cannot describe that kind of things, right? Okay?
Yeah. But, you feel very good, yeah.
I feel good.
Oh.
And then what you say, somehow it come in.
Yeah,
okay,
the tranquility,
right.
The stillness.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know why? Early on, he was snoring and all that, very quiet. Oh. Then later on, no more snoring. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Then he can just relax and let it sink down. Oh. Then everything happened. That's
yeah.
Why when the time comes, when it happened, no need to know, but it will happen. Very good. Sadhu.
So I just like experience. Don't worry about it. Just do it.
Yeah, just do.
Okay. And then as many of you know that I come from corporate life or this. A lot of people say you can't earn money, you can't do work if you are a good Buddhist.
Yes.
That's Buddhist.
Very
bullshit.
True.
That's bullshit, right? Real bullshit.
Yeah.
After I decided more or less retire, I do a lot on the charitable.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of corporate people still come back to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Then I live my life more or less according as close as possible to the April farm.
Yeah, sadhu, sadhu,
right?
Sadhu.
Then still can make money, no problem.
Yeah.
Right, it's coming.
No problem.
Right? The only thing is, if you follow that, I proclaim to a lot of my friends, I'm the second happiest man in the world.
Wow, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Right? Because you have nothing to worry.
Yeah.
Right? So I have a lovely wife also, no problem.
Yeah.
Right?
Sadhu,
okay?
Sadhu.
Right.
So you're second happiest. Adeline most happy.
No, I cannot say I'm the happiest, right?
Yeah, right, correct.
Otherwise, it would make a lot of people very angry. Right, so we know how to position it.
Yeah,
second one.
At least there is a possibility that someone is.
Yeah, I think
more happy than you.
Life can live according to.
Yeah.
The Eight Noble Path.
Yeah, Noble Eightfold Path.
Noble Eightfold Path. Yeah. No problem at all. Right. Okay. So currently, I'm training out a lot of youngsters, telling them, right, live the life. The way, the right thought, all this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hopefully, this can go on.
Definitely.
Okay.
Sadhu.
So, I take this opportunity to say to all the Karamita, if I have offended anybody by body, speech, or
sadhu.
I ask your pardon.
Okay, sadhu.
And then, I also, as usual, I like to show my gratitude to my wife.
Yeah, sadhu.
Okay.
Sadhu.
Thank you, Adeline.
Right. Wow, sadhu.
Okay, and then I ask her pardon also, because previously I was very, very bad temper.
Oh.
Okay. Now, still a little bit. Okay.
Don't worry.
But it don't last long.
Yeah, don't worry.
Right? But the good thing I will tell her.
Yeah.
I'm not having a good mood.
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me. That's how you live.
Yeah, Noble Eightfold Path, right? Right.
So, with this, I wish everybody happy.
Thank you. Sadhu. You know, when you hot temper, you know, my analogy is what? The exhaust pipe. A lot of smoke. So, the exhaust pipe firing a lot of black smoke.
Last word. I think this is, I contemplate a bit.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Otherwise, you cannot
good,
do
good for all the ladies here.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me think of a wife wash the clothes for me 30 over
years. Yeah.
What else can I complain?
Correct.
Right?
So next time,
if the husband, whatever, you please tell him that, okay?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Sadhu. Wow, Casey must hear the recording. Don't worry, Tracy, don't worry, recorded. Tracy, don't worry, recorded. Recorded, let him hear. You tell Jin Hao, forward that section to our website. WhatsApp.
Ask him to repeat.
Okay, PG.
Good evening, Baratio, Mr. Steele.
Forward the thing also. Wow, see? Wow, Jared. Wow, Jared, very good. You have a lot of wives. Sadhu. Actually, when you have that understanding, the gratitude.
Can replay.
I finish up this. When you have the understanding, you develop the gratitude. Because you are sensitive. You feel for others. Understand? When you feel for others, like I always say, if your wife have already sacrificed so much for you, did so much for you, and do you know what is the analogy or not? You hire maid also, you have to pay a lot of money, you know. Understand? This one, no need salary, you know, willingly do for you. You somehow get angry, throw tantrum, never appreciate. How can the wife tahan? You say somehow when the exhaust pipe keep on firing, that's why one day he'll fire you back. Then he said, okay, you think you're very great. Okay lah. You go and cook. You go and take care of the children. That's what happened to my colleague, the JKR engineer, the Malay one. Got two beautiful kids. No? Then he complained. No? He tell the wife. He said, mengapa orang punya anak tak seperti, he thought the wife pamper the children. No? Until the wife tak boleh tahan, never appreciate him, comment everywhere. He said, you yourself also didn't play a role. So you know what happened? The wife are damn smart. I don't learn this. You know what the wife did or not? Went back to the mother-in-law there, not mother-in-law, the husband's in-law, means the girl's parent, the wife's parent. He choi her to mong. 1-2 weeks, switch off the phone, don't want to answer phone call. Until that colleague come to my office, he say, Mr. Teo, I now cannot work already. I say, why? I must tell you the story. My wife did this to me, throw the 2 kids for me to jaga. No. I don't even know how to make the what? Gunia. The mug. I don't even know how to change the pampers. Then only he start to know. Actually, the wife do a lot of things. Maybe he think he engineer great. No? And you don't know what the wife sacrifice. You think raise children easy? 1 kid, at least 20 years, they cannot go anywhere. Understand? And you have to wake up early, like Jared said. Not only wash their clothes, cook for them, care for them, sacrifice for them. And whatever happens, you worry, anxiety. And they never complain, never take salary. You don't appreciate. You take for granted. Every day, exhaust fight. Cannot, understand? That's why relationship, you have to have the Dhamma, like Jared said, Noble Eightfold Path. Understand? When you don't have that, what happens is you did all this, take for granted to your spouse or your wife. In future, you change position. You become the victim. Then another dominating one, also exhaust by one, borrow you. Take all the things for granted. That's why you reap what you sow. Okay? Yeah. Jared, you want to say something?
No.
Okay. PG. Yeah.
3 minutes. Okay. Good evening, everybody. Hearing everybody's story, I can say that if I can change, anybody can change. I met Bratio in 2014. I was working like a mad person,
yeah.
A very angry, very impatient person.
Yeah.
And when I was introduced to Brother Teo's class by Chiu Po Lian, attend the class, but I don't know what Brother Teo is talking about. Because after work, I'm so damn tired, okay?
Yeah.
Nothing absorbs. And I sit there and I sit to myself, Brother Teo, why are you teaching the same thing again?
That time don't understand. Why I repeat? It's not repeat because it didn't go in. My nature, no, understand.
But the thing is, I still attend the class and I don't know how I can do it. I'm not a person into religion, let alone Dharma. And like Brother Teo always says, I don't like the word karma.
Yeah.
I just don't like the word karma.
When you hear karma, you walk out.
It implies that whatever I think or my, how I think is wrong, you see? Because let's just say if you feel that a person really does something wrong to you, how can it be my karma that I have to suffer this? Okay, so it's like week after week, I still go for Tuesday class, Thursday class, Sunday class, and I don't even know why I go to class. For heaven's sakes, I'm not into religion.
Yeah.
But that's the funniest thing. So I feel that it is my good parami to meet up with a good teacher.
Yeah. So
and I say that I did not go and seek the Dharma because I know nothing about Dharma.
Yeah.
But I feel that the Dharma come and
Come to her.
Me. Because how I come into the Dharma is also like half a fairy tale, okay? So I won't go into that.
Yeah.
But I will go into what this retreat does for me.
Sadhu.
As you all know, the first day, I almost kissed the floor at the entrance of the temple. Okay. And the first day, it was quite painful, but surprisingly, for the first 2 days, my mind was very quiet.
Yeah.
Was very quiet. Even I was surprised. Even when people talk, I just don't want to get involved.
Yeah.
That kind of quietness. Mm. But then the third day onwards, my mind start to everywhere. I really get so involved. But today is something very different. After breakfast, I come in and I just went very quiet. I just want to close my eyes, and then the awareness just goes to the breath and goes to the heart.
Sadhu.
And refuse to come out.
Yeah, it will go into that anapanasati until it becomes very stable. You're meant to be. That's why you will feel very tired, like what happened to Igby. You will go and lie down. That's how. Then everything happens. Your body is intelligent, no, because your nature. No. It know when to ask you to go and meditate or not. Then automatically she know what to do. She know what to do. That's why all this can happen. It felt so good. Despite she fell, first day from the bus, kissed the floor. So at first I thought, don't worry, meant to be will be. So if you think bad karma, habis, the mind becomes very negative. But turn out blessing in this guy, no. Otherwise he moved around like last time, feel the cold and all those things. The last retreat, you remember, he felt so cold. This time not cold upon Nehemiah. Alert, no. Want to read, no. Wow. That's why I know she sure bo xiang liao. Understand? Woman bu yang. So this is what can happen, huh? Oh, good. PG, continue, yeah, sadhu.
Even though I wanted to go to the washroom, my eyes just cannot open.
Yeah, that is what will happen.
It was so deep, I just cannot open my eyes.
Wow, sadhu.
Until it comes to a stage, I say, I need to go. Then I went to the washroom, I come back, I sit down again.
Again, go into that state.
Very quiet.
Sadhu.
Until we break for lunch. Then I say, okay, that's it. So, just now when we came back, again, I sit down.
Sadhu.
I just want to close my eyes and then quiet again. But I could hear all the talking.
Yeah, the awareness is very different. When you want to know, you can know. The clarity is all there. It's like you sleep, like you doze off. Like Padma Sri just now I share, when she's not around. She thought she was not listening. She thought she's sleeping. But no, after she got out, he can remember Manjuana sharing the appendix, which page everything he can straight away pinpoint. Because when you really do it, also I told you, first time he lie down or have faith and do. Last time he did not do lying down. So all this can happen when the faith is there. Okay? PG, very good. Continue. Don't worry, this one 9 something, 9 o'clock.
9:15.
So I feel that there are causes and conditions for me to learn.
And you know what is it that is driving that, PG? Your affinity, your past, but most important thing is what? You fetch me, my daughter, and my wife to the Thursday class whenever you're around. Understand? And that Thursday class sharing is different. Understand? That you know, you can feel it. That's why all these can be the source of punya that fulfill your pure wish and aspiration. Then it will happen. Understand? Then when you perceive a situation with negativity, you cannot commit obstruction, you cannot penetrate it. But she accepted it, understand? Not? Then lucky, Jing Yao got the ointment, understand?
Yeah,
then I don't know who lent her the top cut. Huh? Who lent her the top cut?
The lady who does the washing of the toilet.
The volunteer. Wow, sadhu. That one, a lot of parami, understand? Then because of that, it turned out to be a blessing in this guy. If you perceive it negativity, all the mindset cock already.
But she accepted it and herself. I saw her in pain though. We tried to get her up. She just sat there. Then I know it. I said, don't touch her. Then she sat there. Then a lot of Kamita come down. Then I said, never mind, let her be. Then when she okay, then only she stand up. So this is all like whatever that happened. I remember once Master Xuanhua used to share this with me. Everything in life is it, 每一件事, yeah? When it happened, 它好像一个不好的起头, understand not? Then you know what he say? As long as you can accept the reality and don't react, then apply Noble Eightfold Path, everything will be resolved. He also know, understand not? Whatever appears to be something very negative, accept it. Do not perceive it negativity and do not arise all the negativity, emotional. And then this one create condition for negative karma to keep on coming. But the acceptance actually free that karmic process. Because he cannot torment you already. The nature's law is it will reverse. So when it reverse with the faith, you know what happened? If the leg has not been injured or what, then she didn't go through this, then she will be, maybe the coming obstruction can come like previous year. Feel cold, want to talk, cannot talk. Then, but the last retreat, she completely, nobody feel cold, no, only she. No. That is the condition. No. So that time I knew already. I said, something to do with coming. That's why all this, you are mindful, aware, you can sense. Because based on what happened, my nature can know roughly why you become like that. You are born of your karma, heir to your karma, conditions, you are what you are because. So your karmic past has a lot to do with all these things. So, sadhu, Biji? Without her knowing, she volunteered to fetch her. Every time she come back from Penang, she volunteered to fetch her. And she is a good driver. Every time I go there, I can rest, I can sleep. Traffic jam also no problem. She know how to move. Then she will arrive earlier. Very good.
Yeah, brother, actually, it's when I was working. I also don't know how I could manage the time to fetch you all for class.
Yeah.
But sometimes, Turi ayam lah.
No problem.
I just want to say ever grateful for Brother Teo's teaching and all my teachers and all my past teachers too. Because during the few pilgrimage that I went to India and China, Putosan and the six patriarch place, it shows to me very clearly that I have a very strong past in the Buddha Dharma.
Yeah,
so
sadhu.
I sincerely hope that I give this to fulfill my all my bodhisattva.
Sadhu. What happened to the mic? The battery again. Is it the battery again? Oh, not the battery. Never mind. Just pass it on. Jin Houston. Never mind, Jin Houston. Otherwise, he escaped.
Brother, and all Kamita, Mrs. Steele, and all Kamita. And first of all, what I'm trying to say is like, I know I have a lot of coming obstructions in learning the Dharma and also in my business career as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And I made up Buddhism when I was in secondary school. I started with Mahayana and I sort of like, you know, go through the talk and I understand that it's so wonderful in Mahayana. But the thing is like, there's no proper way how you're able to approach that, you see? So the only understanding that I have is learn meditation, through meditation. So I was searching and searching and searching, and I went the whole world, the whole land, you see.
Yeah.
There, you see.
India also go.
Yeah. And somebody just told me that, India, then I just went there, without knowing, you see. And alone.
Alone. But he got affinity in India. He can survive in India for 1 month. First time go.
Without no samadhi. And also in my career as well. About 12 years ago, once my father passed away, I inherited the family business.
Yeah.
And I got the honor to meet up the very, you know,
notorious corporate lawyer.
Yeah. Not only he's a corporate lawyer, but he's also very
shrewd.
Yeah, and also very experienced in business because he's one of the main person in one of the listed companies. So he know how to play the corporate games and all those kind of things. And I don't know why and how I'm able to encounter. I'm nobody. I'm just a nobody. So when I seek for Brother Teo's advice, Brother Teo said that, you know, say, this must be your coming.
Otherwise you won't confront such a guy.
Yeah. I was like, I couldn't believe I was one of, you know, in my past I could be like him.
Yeah.
And that really, you know, taught me a very, very good lesson by heart that what is First Noble Truth.
Yeah.
And from there, I vow not to harm and hurt or give any bad experience or negative experience like what I've encountered this life, you see. And also the greatest what I've gained from this retreat was that last year after we sold our business,
I was
sort of like, you know, don't know where I should go, is it? And you know, whether should another business venture I should start off or anything. until when Fratio, last few days, is it Fratio talk about share about the four circles?
Then
I suddenly just wake up and say, do I need to go back to the PWC?
I say, we'll take care of karma, everything in place, and so understand like you know how to live. Otherwise you go into the PWC there, very competitive and full of stress, full of challenges and full of what they call I kill you, you kill me, or understand. Why? That's why he wake up, understand. The biggest sawang for this retreat. Then suddenly he know the focus is like Buddha said, take care of karma, finish. The message is so clear for so many years. Heedfulness, you are born of your karma, heir to your karma, conditions, but you are what you are because of karma. If karma plays such a great role in your life, you don't take care of karma, all the other things you strive, you are deceiving yourself. You're wasting your time, understand? Because karma decides, not whether you smart or not smart, aggressive or not, nothing to do with that. If your karma is such, whatever happens, the money will come, understand? You have dana paramiya. But if you don't have, you try how hard, strive how also, no point. Then when the coming of suffering comes, you reap what you sow, what you did to people. Maybe last time he was in a way like that corporate lawyer.
Successful businessman
and taro everybody and take control and give them a piece of their mind and living hell. So that's why he kena full of fear. Wow, they have not talked to you. How come so sweet can meet such a guy? Then he come and tell me, he said, oh, but they really, really not easy. But finally, everything fall into place and she came out of it beautifully. Yeah. Initially it's the financial thing. Luckily Song told me. Then I saw him like worry until he's not focused on. You talk to him, he's not listening. Because that fear, that worry. Then later on I asked him, is it that you have problem? And then he told me,
Then I said, don't worry, you come. You explain to me what is troubling you. Then I resolve it for him based on understanding and number 8-4-5. Then after that, she very happy. Initially, she got the loan and entanglement until every month, you ask him, 5,000 over ringgit deficit. Means cash flow, not enough, cannot cover. Then because I analyze the thing, I say you don't have problem. You know, this property rented so little, market value you can sell, you solve your problem. You repay all the loan, then your mortgage, what they call, is no more. Then you are actually debt free. Then he look, then the problem come now, the mindset. But till now, not easy to sell, no. Agent also, you want. I said, not like that one. I said, I said, when you have faith, you walk towards it, Anasana. Yeah, you are sincere. Then really, finally, you got the agent who came back, say, yeah, there's an offer, but slightly lower. So I say, slightly lower, take it. Otherwise, you every day worry, Anasana. Every month, the cash flow mismatch, actually can make you cuckoo, Anasana. Then somehow he head of the family, after the father passed away. And I said, go to jaga the business, met the corporate lawyer somehow. You think you can sleep? You cannot sleep. And I said, that's why he full of worry. That time I saw the face. Very, very stressed. Then after that one resolved, wow, differently. Can help me do the video, all those things. Set up the website, everything. Then he said, my last one, if I can somehow overcome the corporate lawyer and sell the business, they all fatta. Because the business actually worth a lot. But this corporate lawyer, the stake is very little, but he very, shrewd, very cunning. He want to take advantage of that. He want to make life difficult and try to squeeze whatever. But finally, resolve. That's why you must have Dhamma. When you approach it with Dhamma, follow the Dhamma way. Beautiful. So, all resolved. That's why last year he told me, Bratio, I got no more problem. Financial freedom. At first he told me he can retire. But later on I realized he looking for other business. But luckily, this retreat gave him the answer. Because if you know that is not the way, take care of karma. Continue.
Yeah, because it's like, every month, I have to pay for the about 10,000 installment. And over the seven years, not 7 months, is it?
Correct.
So, I have to crack my head how to sort out the imbalance.
Yeah.
The
reserve all gone already.
Yeah. So, it's really miraculous that I'm still surviving. See?
Yeah.
Because there was day that I couldn't sleep. I just couldn't sleep. I woke up at about, one something and looking at the ceiling fans and until the morning. And until the third or fourth day where my physically just couldn't stand and just collapsed at this. So there are times that I have to meet the bankers, the accountants, the lawyers.
Mm.
And go through a lot of, even I went to the court, where I've never experienced before, see? So I do, really. So that gave me a very good lesson to feel, the pains and not the suffering, see? And also it created the conditions for me whereby during the time where I don't have to meet the lawyers and all these things, I'm free, see? So I even though I don't know about, I don't understand what Brother Teo talked about, the Dhamma, I somehow know that it's important. And I know that it would be good if able to reach out to more person, is it? And in a better way, whereby not only the audio, but visualize, is it?
Yeah.
So I took up the time and effort to learn, how
YouTube,
to do the video editing,
YouTube,
the YouTube, which I don't have any experience at all, and do the ebooks, and which took me about 1 year to learn how to do the coding and all those. This just now this afternoon, I'm very glad Dr. Jayanta came to me and said that he want to learn all these things, you see.
Wow,
how to do the YouTube and all these things.
So, very good, very good. Sadhu.
So, hopefully next year he will be sitting there.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good, very good. Very good.
We do need more people.
Volunteer.
Hands,
who has the understanding and the passion and the time.
And also, I'm very glad Sister Sui. Because without Sister Sui, really, I mean, all these things cannot happen.
I
can't do it alone.
Sadhu. That's why I meant to be. He came back, MCO, retire.
And one last thing is like, I hope and I evolve the power of marriage of all the things that I've done for the Dharma and will pave the way for me to stabilize my sati. And have the true understanding and connect to my nature as soon as possible.
Thank you. Okay, Karen. Jiwei want the mic. Jiwei, sorry.
Good evening. Mrs. Timo, and all.
Near
all Kali Amrita. I'm so delighted and so happy to be here. And it's a short journey, but it was such a pleasant journey.
Sadhu.
And number one, I must thank Brother Teo for clarifying a lot of Dharma for me. And I've been so fortunate that the Brother Teo accepts me as a roommate.
No problem. When Sui An suggested, I say, yes, Akong, come. You take care of him.
But I hope I haven't made him lose a lot of sleep the last
No problem. Sui An told me you have a toothbrush that vibrate and all thing. No problem. Don't worry.
I don't know what happened, you know.
Never mind.
Some energy. Switch it on by itself.
Every night, same time.
Same time,
The toothbrush has a
timer.
Timer, alarm inside.
There's no built-in time. There's no built-in timer in the toothbrush, right? So why did it happen? Every night.
Meant to be.
Maybe it's time to wake up and meditate.
Sadhu, and they are very good. Sui An especially, he will wake up 4 o'clock, 1 hour or 1 hour earlier, take a bath, take his bath and do all things. Then Akong also, he see if I want to use, he let me use first. Then later on, when the time is available for him, then only he take. That's why there's a lot of understanding and harmony. Compared to previous year, already so good, no? That's why I'm very contented. Your toothbrush is nothing, you ask Asuyan. Brother Teo, you ask Papa Suri. Like, tons. But also no problem, We also went through, because it's like who told me, Anga, Jayanta, like what? Lala, what?
Lullaby.
So you silence your mind and BBB, no problem. The vibration also going. Understand? There's only the hearing concern, no one to hear. So where got problem?
I don't have my hearing aid.
he was not aware. Sorry.
But, I learned a lot from Brother Teo, because previously I was more biased towards Theravada way of teaching.
Correct.
And I have never looked at the Mahayana's teaching. And although I have attended one retreat, the mind was a bit closed at that time.
Not open.
But this time it was open. And the way you taught, and actually what you say about
to life,
about the Theravadan, you know, oral transmission, every correct. Transmission you lose
30-50%. Yeah, lose a big percentage.
It's
so finally no longer the authentic teaching.
Yeah.
That's why you can't find those noble ones. Yeah. Become less and less.
Right. Yeah. But I think really, Brother Teo, you are the only one who could combine the two together.
Yeah, together and make show it, you that no difference, the teaching, no difference.
Not only no difference, Brother Teo, no difference is very true, but you know the process and the missing parts.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a little bit of the hang of it now.
very good.
Yeah. So hopefully I could, in lay life.
Yeah, no problem.
Practice.
Yeah, then and apply.
Apply.
Make a living reality.
Yeah. And I think my progress has been helped by all my colleagues.
Yeah.
See, Anne, first of all, arranged for my transport to catch a bus.
Yes.
With Tammy and Karen and her husband.
Yeah. And then, because of your parami, Anasana, otherwise you cannot be here. That birth trip, I already told you. That trip really create the whole shift because of your affinity. You don't know me that time. Okay. You don't really know. You only heard about me, attended a class a bit, but you don't know what I teach. That's why one of the retreat that came first time, you can't really absorb that time.
Right.
Where you are not ready.
Yes.
But this time, it so happened gathering of Kayamita after our Sing Jam trip, he came. Then he heard about it. Then he made the decision to join. Last minute, then I told Suya, Akong want to come, no problem. So then he eat.
And it's quite amazing. All these young Kali friends around me. So when we were going to take the vow, I got, song.
Help you out.
Trying to help me with my deafness and with my poor eyesight.
Sadhu.
And it's amazing, you know, that I'm sitting here.
Yeah, I happen to say sit here because previous retreat he also sat there in front of me. But that time cannot go in much. He know it's beautiful, but didn't really sing it.
And with Tracy beside me, I can hear the chanting because you know, I realize that I shouldn't try to read.
Correct.
It's better to put the book down and
listen.
And it will go in much deeper. Struggling with
with the words.
And also with that speaker there.
Have a lot.
When they read the
The Heart Sutta,
and all
very clear, very clear. I saw you like absorbing it.
It's wonderful.
Very good.
And so many Kalyamitas, everybody treating me so kindly and so caringly.
Because your parami, you reap what you sow. what you did to people, where you are generous, you are kind, and you're willing to help people. Even this time, you sacrifice for your family, your children, and you are generous. You do a lot of wholesomeness. Then you are on this path. Then because of your past affinity, otherwise you cannot meet me, and you cannot, don't know why, you will invite me. And all the Kayamita to go to Perth. And they take care of us now. From Perth, he drive up to his resort home, Lanslin, and took us to the sand dune and all those things now, and visit all the beaches and all those things. That trip was beautiful. That was my first trip to Perth. And I got a classmate there, long time asked me to visit him. Because of that trip, I went and visited him with my wife. So, a lot of things meant to be. Then my nature no. Because I saw the sincerity, the joy. Then I remember when he was taking us for lunch or dinner or whatever, then he wanted to pay. I said, No, we pay. He said, never mind. We can afford. So, the last dinner or lunch, I forgot already, he actually buy for all the Kaimita. We already stay his house, no need to pay, the wife cook, and give us the conducive environment to share the mind or something. Then almost every meal, belanja us. So, where to find? Then, requested for the house dana. So, in Perth, that the house was beautiful, and quite a lot of people came that day. And the Dhamma sharing was good, but very few people understand. Sadhu.
Maybe when conditions are right,
we
can have
it
another trip.
Oh, okay.
Guru, maybe.
Yeah. Sri An will organize again.
He's a great organizer.
Yeah. He's very systematic.
Amazing. And very helpful. You know, with my poor eyesight, if I want to chant, for the meals, you take me a long time. And Sri An always
chant the meal reflection card. Luckily, Sri An read it out.
I got allergic problem with, detergents. With my fingers. And Envy, she's like a Wisaka.
Oh, no wonder.
The last few days, been taken over by Brother Song.
Wow, sadhu.
So I'm very grateful to all my dear friends for all your help. So it makes it really worthwhile to grow old.
These are the golden years.
Very good evening, brothers and sisters, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and everybody else. I just want to carry on from what Akong said. I've been his kaptia for many years. Whenever we are traveling, especially when on retreats and all. For those of you that don't know him, he's 85. He's 85 years old. He has got eyesight problem. He has got a macula. That means both eyes, he can only see the outer ring of whatever the picture is. The center, he cannot see. And one ear, he cannot hear, but he's still driving around. So what happens every time he's in town, he will say, "Hey, Sian, can you please organize for me a lunch with Brother Teo, or with, catch up with Joyce, or the clan group or something?" So I arranged the one with Brother Teo, right? So we're having lunch. I think that was the vegetarian restaurant. Then after that, we went to Si Chi, the coffee shop, right? So Brother Teo said, we are having the annual Kayamita gathering at October 1st. And then we'll be having our Cameron retreat October 16 to 26. But then Akong was looking at it and said, I'm going back end of August. Something like that, end of August. Then the wife said, and Akong said, "I'm coming back for the lunch. And then I'm coming back for the retreat." And the wife said, "You can't even see. How are you going to get yourself around the airport?" I said, "Don't worry, I'll manage. I'm coming. I'm coming for the lunch and I'm coming for the retreat." He was so firm. You know. I was like, wow, really? And he's here.
Yeah,
and we should rejoice his determination to be here, even though he can't really see and he can't really hear.
That's why when it's meant to be, will be. It's not up to other people to think or say what will happen. Because causes and conditions are already set, the nature's law. That parami, the affinity, based on what he did, that's why it just falls into place. Otherwise, my nature cannot do this type of thing. I won't purposely like see a Kong, oh, want to have it. Cannot. No condition, my nature don't move. That birth trigger, my nature no, no. I said, he sure got parami. Otherwise, cannot be like that. Then really, you know, recently, especially this year, well, everything fall into play. You know. Then this retreat and last retreat, to him, is world over different. No?
Oh, yeah.
Because last retreat, nothing went in. No? Hardly anything went in. No? Oh, this retreat, wow, he's so much joy. No? Oh. Then he see, wow, the teaching really different. No? Completely different. No? And so relevant to life. No? And the whole teaching, like Casey, you want to look for somebody who connect all the teaching together. This is the only one you can find, I tell you.
Yeah.
Joey also smiled already.
Okay, and, So, he said he on the Belanja, so you please go and organize. I said, tomorrow we are going down and everybody, all the 30 of us will be together at the restaurant. You Belanja there lah. Of course, there are already two parties that has underwrite the first 100 each, Bing and Xiaoping, they have written 100 each. But I can't offer to underwrite the rest of it. But of course, all of you are welcome to pitch it and join
the program.
Having done that, he still want to belanja you one more time. You know? So on Friday, lunchtime, whoever can make it, please let me know. And we are having a lunch. The beach
president,
Long Pong in PGA, Sipang.
Sipang there.
We are going to eat good food, but he's vegetarian, so he's going to eat some food. We're going to eat good food.
But that restaurant can cook vegetarian food. Yeah. Last time we ordered separate for Jiwei. They are good.
So Kong and his wife are the most generous couple across, besides Brother Teo and Mrs. Teo. Since I've got the mic with me, I must well continue my story. I really don't know where to start because there are so many things to be said. Anyway, this retreat is our number 9, I think, over here. Number 9 over here. And including the praises here is number 10. So the first retreat was in 2011. 2011. Then we skip, then 2013, first we have a retreat.
Correct.
Then we took the bus here, and then there was May the 5th, which is
election day.
We rushed back on May the 4th for election. And that was the bus that we took coming up, and we first stop was at Tapa.
Mm.
And there was two ladies, after they got off at Tapa, they sat at the curb there, and they were, and I looked at them and said, whoa. Do we have a problem? So out of the two, one is here, the other one is in Indonesia, but I'm so happy that both of them are doing very well. I rejoice on that. Having said that, let me skip over some portions here. So me and Mipong, we make an effort to try to visit our daughter in US once a year. So sometime end of May, I was in US, and before I left for US, I told my classmate that when I'm back, I will visit you. So as we are coming back, I said, I'm going to visit you. And he said, I'm in the hospital. You visit me after I get out of the hospital. Then the week after I arrived, I said, can I visit you? He said, I'm in the hospital. And then a little bit more, and he passed away. So in our electrical class of 38, there are only three of us that are first class. And he's one of the three, and I'm one, and then there's one more that's disappeared. So, kind of got shocked that he just went, and that was July. And then in September, I think we lost two more classmates. And suddenly there's this, hey, we are of the age that can go anytime tonight. We can sleep, and then tomorrow morning we may not wake up. You know? So, and then one more friend that's working in British American Insurance, I think. He said, at our age, a quarter of us should be dead. And we're around 69, thereabout. So there's this urgency that, I mean, it's like the plane on the runway, and there's not much runway left and the plane either go up, take off, or it's going to crash. So there's a lot more things that we have to do in life, whether we seek enlightenment, hopefully, unlikely, very unlikely.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be done. One day, a few years ago, we were chanting this Karaniya Metta Sutta in one of the retreats here. Usually we chant the Pali side, you know. And on that day, I think Sister Ingbi was chanting the Pali side. I was looking at the English side and it says, he who is skilled in doing good and who wishes to attain the state of calm, bracket Nibbana, should act thus. We should be able, upright, sincere, obedient, gentle in speech, and humble. That's first paragraph. The second stanza says, contented, easily supportable, not a burden to others, with few duties. And I was like, my God. Simple in livelihood, which I am. Control in senses, discreet, not impudent, not to be greedy, attached to families. Then the third paragraph says, he should not commit to any slight wrong. That means you do something wrong, so that otherwise men might censure him. That means you stupid people, why you do all these things? that's what it meant. But the one that struck me very hard all of a sudden was with few duties. So at that time, which was about 6 years ago in 2017, I would have retired six years already, so nothing to do with work anymore. But this SJBA thing had been with me for 28 years. That means SJBA started with, there was another party that registered the organization, but they handed it over to a group of us that started it, the operations. So Sister Ingbi's husband,
President, and Sui An deputy.
Not yet. So before me, that's true. Ten of us actually started SJBA, and functionally we started on the 1st of August 1989. So by 2017, I was telling them this is already 28 years now. I will serve two more years until 2019. Then it'll be 30th anniversary, let's celebrate and be done. And that was primarily because of this line called with few duties.
Yeah.
And to tie back with the fact that our classmates are just
tomorrow
morning did wake up. And these two together is about time that we or I have to do something very serious about our cultivation. So this was one. The other thing is that about 6 weeks ago or 7 weeks ago, my mother was suddenly couldn't walk. And she was admitted to the hospital and was in there for 1 week. And Brother Theo, Mrs. Theo, me, and Mifong, we signed up for a trip to Xinjiang. September 16 to 26. And we were worried that while we were away, she's still in the hospital. But fortunately, she recovered in time. And she was discharged, and then we went on the trip. On the night that we got back, was 26 midnight, and I was so sick that I felt like I'm going to die already. It was a very, very severe case of flu or whatever part it is, and it was lingering around for the 3 weeks until this retreat. So I was like, why cough? If I attend this retreat, it would be a serious problem. Okay. So while that's happening, then suddenly it dawned upon me that if I come from this retreat, my brother tell me, I'm away in Beijing 19 to 26. I said, I'm away in Cameron on 18 to 26. So they look at each other and say, oh gosh. So which means my mom is on her own in Hatamas with the maid. And suddenly her pain came back and she couldn't walk. So I sent a message to Brother Theo the Saturday before we left. I may not be able to make it because I'm not sure whether my mother will recover in time. Then very quickly, because all this planning, the collection, the donation, who gets how much, is in a gigantic spreadsheet with me and nobody else. So I start distributing. I said, Sister Park Masuri, I send you the money. Can you manage the angpao, this, that, pay this, pay the master, pay this, pay. So more or less everything is in order. And as late as Tuesday night, I was still not sure whether I can make it because the cough is still there and it's already 3 weeks. I've seen the TCM doctor 2 times. I've seen the Western doctor. I've taken a lot of medicine still. Until now, it's still a little bit. but it's meant to be. I'm here. I'm so glad I came. And all of you are fantastic. Kamitas and Brother Kyo's sharing is actually amazing.
Yeah.
All right. And sometimes it is small things that actually Brother Kyo say a lot of things. But whether it mean anything to you when you go home or not, that's the most important thing. Like this morning, we were taking photograph and Jin Hao was setting up everything and then this, but what's her name already? The cook?
Kaplan.
Yeah, she pressed and the camera went off. So suddenly, Brother Teo was talking about spacious awareness. Right?
So
suddenly when I was looking at the whole building and the she and the camera, then I kind of sense that there's some movement going on.
Then
I look up and then there was one lady with a slightly reddish hair moving and I look up. Oh, that's Xiao Ping. She's still up there. We are having only 29, not 30 people. Say, wait, we got one more person coming. I just want to share the fact that the spacious awareness thing,
while
we think that we didn't see, but the fact of the matter is we saw, no? Like right now, the spacious awareness is somebody is walking there, somebody is nodding their head,
your field of vision. The spacious awareness actually everywhere, ever present. But because you don't have mindfulness, you didn't use it. Most of the time you are thinking. So thought is limited. Because you focus, then you shrink the awareness, then after that you get lost in it, preoccupied with what you think, and the sankara sanya, the emotion, is stir. Perceive, think, stir. Perceive, think, stir, react, create hindrance, create evil roots. That's why all wrong thought. But when you able to be aware, that peripheral, like what Jiwei come to know, the awareness is there. So any movement, you can be aware. You want to be aware, you can be aware. If you got Xiu Ping, we know, then Sui An recognize and cognize. But it's the peripheral awareness that actually knew that something moved. Understand? Very good.
So like Akong, technically speaking, sorry I have to say this, technically speaking, he is blind.
He
couldn't see. But in terms of the spacious awareness thing that Brother Teo is explaining, he can see.
Yeah, he understands.
He can see and he can drive because around with no accident. Hey, that's an achievement. You know. And at night, you know, one or trip, we arrived back at night and he drove home. Okay? So this spacious awareness one, don't underestimate it. Actually, it means a lot if you really use it.
I think we should all minimize our focusing
and
maximize
our awareness.
So whether it's a vision or it's a problem or anything, the moment you put on the specific awareness, you have a problem.
You must remember, don't stay up here, go down here. Because when you go down here, without your normal consciousness, your awareness is still there. You know, in the sutta, the Buddha mentioned Anuruddha forced himself to actually, like, where he was reprimanded that he fall asleep during Dhamma class. Then he insists and determined not to fall until he put something like a hook to actually stimulate him with the pain. Then he won't fall asleep. Until he went blind. Then what happened when he blind? The Buddha Sakyamuni knew he past life got cultivate divine eye. So teach her, connect her, and she got the divine eye. And you know the Buddha mentioned one. Although Anuruddha is blind, he can see the world like the mango in front of her hand. Understand? Because the awareness, understand?
So the divine eye doesn't use the physical sense to see. It's consciousness.
So it's more than 360 degrees.
No, not like that. You see, when 9 to 10 years old, when my mind came out, remember? I'm completely detached from my physical body, you know. I don't have physical senses, though. But my that consciousness that come out, I can hear, I can see, I can do everything, you know, without the sensor. Why I know it's not connected? I try to get it, I cannot go in. It's not my body, understand? But my past, I know how to shift, move, pop, I went in. Then I regain back consciousness, take control back the body. That's why your awareness, your senses may be down, but with the awareness, you can know a lot of things, you can understand a lot of things. So don't have to depend on your senses, understand? Right. Because at the consciousness level, when it leaves this body, no need the senses, it can operate,
right.
Understand?
Right.
So this is very well. Okay, 10 o'clock already. So
yeah, very quickly. Sorry. I'll hand to Sister Padmasuri to do the gratitude and all that, but I have to do this portion because she said it's my duty.
Yeah.
on behalf of all of us here, we are sick. Forgiveness from Brother Tio.
Okay.
So if by body, speech or mind, we have done anything wrong, intentionally or unintentionally, or we didn't do something we are supposed to do, we ask for your forgiveness. Come, let's be respectful.
Okay, let us rejoice.
Sadhu.
You all don't worry.
Wait, I got one last one.
Never mind, wait, I explain that. As long as you request, the nature's law will take effect. Well, I have a personal vow. Whomsoever, whether knowingly or unknowingly, from the distant past, now or in the future, do anything out to this nature forgive them all. Understand? It's automatic. You only need to request, and it's automatic. Okay.
Sadhu.
The second portion. On behalf of the organizing committee, if by body, speech, or mind we have done anything wrong, I mean, to all of you yogis participating. If by body, speech or mind, if we have done anything wrong or we didn't do something we are supposed to do, we also sincerely ask for forgiveness from all of you.
Okay. Anything else?
My side
finished. Padmasuri, you want to say something? Or turn Ming Tian. Okay, what we will do is, we will do the sharing of merit. Then tomorrow 6:30, no morning puja, no chanting, no meditation, continue until we go for breakfast, 6:30 to 7:30, okay, so better rest, then packing and other things, okay, let us do the sharing of merit. Akasata Chia Bhumata Devanaga Mahindika Bunyatam Hanuoditwa Chiram Rakam Tuloka Sasana Etavata Chamehi Sampadan Bunya Sampadan Sape Deva Anodantu Sapa Sampati Sidiya Idamena hilang hotu, sukita hotu nyateo. Idamena hilang hotu, sukita hotu nyateo. Idamena hilang hotu, sukita hotu nyateo. Deo wasatu karena, sasa sampati hitusya. Tito bhavatu lokosya, raja bhavatu dhammiko. Pitmina punya kamina, kame bala samagamo, satam samagamo hotu, yava nibbana pakiya. Sadhu.
Okay, pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Queen Bodhisattva, all the worthy one, then we end. Huh? So tomorrow, 6:30 here, huh? Okay?
Dear brothers and sisters, let us express our gratitude and respect to Bharatiya for today's beautiful, wonderful, amazing Dhamma sharing again, and from all of us also, some of us have done the sharing. Let us say sadhu 3 times to Bharatiya.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Please accept our 3 bows.